Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am so sorry for that long, long wait. It has been raining in Windhoek City and it has been wild, wild, wild. And if you are using that other network, then you understand most of it has been rough. It has been tough, but we are here nonetheless. So ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about our authentic selves and we're talking about, getting into our element as human beings, as people. And this is a conversation that we have carried since yesterday, and we continue to carry this conversation over because, well, fortunately enough for you and for me, our conversation is not entirely over. So we're going to start with signs of your authentic self. Signs of your authentic self. Now, one of the signs here stuck out for me, and it stuck out for me simply because I'm like, wow, but how do you know? Like with everything, I have a follow-up question of how do you know? So first of all, you must be kind to yourself, and also you must not let external social conformities make you who you are. But how will you know? How are you gonna know? How are you gonna know that society is making you who you are? How are you gonna know? How are you gonna know you're unhappy about certain norms? How are you gonna know? That you're not gonna know. So, I don't know, it's wild out here. So, the signs, you feel right and at peace with your actions rather than torn or hypocritical. That's how you know, yeah? That you're living in your truths. But, after this question, I still have to ask, how are you gonna know? Because you can also feel at peace in it, and you can feel right about very not so clever decisions, right? You have the power and the ability to do that. So how are you gonna know that I feel at peace for making the correct decision? How are you gonna know? You're not gonna know. You're not gonna know. You're just gonna wing it out and thug it out. And through that thuggery, that's how you're gonna know, I guess. Right? So you are going to feel right about certain decisions that you make, and you're gonna find peace in it, and you are just gonna be within yourself, and you're not gonna be torn, between things. So this could also be especially when it comes to cutting people out of your life, you know, sometimes we've said things like, oh, now cutting people out of your lives. You're like, oh, okay, cool. But then, right, you get to a point and you're like, cutting people out of your life? Wait, what? I think I like the peace that comes with it. I think I like the joy that comes with knowing that I don't have to stress about anything or anyone about at any given time. I think it is one of those inspirational things. Like, okay, cool. So the next one is reduce need for approval. You stop pretending to be someone else to please others, and you stop engaging in unnecessary drama or small talk. Now, one thing that I have...
Cyber threats are no longer just an IT problem. They are a risk to our national security and the core of our economy. Join various leaders and industry stakeholders at the 3rd Namibia International Cybersecurity Conference and Exhibition, NICSC 2026, taking place from the 22nd to the 24th of April at Arabush Travelodge in Windhoek. Corporate early bird registrations close on the 31st of March. So register now at dstech.com.na. NICSC 2026. Securing Africa's digital future.
Alrighty, that one caught me off guard, but we are going to move nonetheless. So There's this small talk thing that we all do, and there's this unnecessary filling of our phones with numbers that we are never gonna call, that we are never gonna link up with, that we are never gonna go on dates with, that we are never gonna go on lunchings with or anything, to be honest. Like, yeah. Like, there's just nothing you and I can most probably talk about in our lives. Like, there's nothing. But yet we entertain that thought in that moment. And it could be being cordial or it could be being polite. But for me, that's just small talk. That's just depleting the little energy that you still have left. And I would like to believe, I just wave now. I just wave. Like, I talk to those that need to be spoken to. I talk to those that want to speak to me. I'm done, guys. I'm so tired. I'm tired. And you stop pretending to be someone else. Now, this is a difficult one, especially if you have been someone else for such a long time. If you have always been a people pleaser for a very long time, then this one is a very difficult one to, it's a very difficult one to fathom. You understand? Because you don't really know when you are a people pleaser. And how you would figure out that you're a people pleaser is going back to number one, where you don't feel torn about your decisions. You don't feel torn about saying no to someone. You don't feel bad about not wanting to entertain someone. You don't feel obligated to fix other people's lives. You no longer feel like that. And that's how you know that maybe I was a people pleaser. Maybe I was one of those people that was really about the people pleasing, and I need to change my mindset and I need to change the game. So ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's go into our first conversation for today. It's only a few minutes and then we'll come back and dissect the rest of our topic. Enjoy. We as Eagle Media House do not claim any ownership of anything at all except the matriarch's voice in this show. So everything else that's in between lingers between your thoughts and others.
Facet of our lives. But I want to begin by telling a story about a group of researchers in Italy. Dr. Fabrizio Benedetti and his colleagues studied a group of patients undergoing thoracic surgery. Now, what you should know about thoracic surgery is that it's a very invasive procedure. Patients are put under anesthesia while the surgeons make major incisions into the muscles of the sides and the back in order to gain access to their heart and to their lungs. Now, about an hour after the anesthesia fades away, the pain starts to set in. Fortunately, patients are given strong doses of morphine sulfate, a powerful painkiller. This is routine treatment for thoracic surgery, but Dr. Benedetti and his colleagues made a few subtle tweaks. Half of the patients were given the dose of morphine by a doctor at their bedside. The other half was given the exact same dose of morphine, but it was administered into their IV by a pre-programmed pump. Now, you would think that both of these groups of patients would experience the same relief. But this was not the case. The group that received the morphine by the doctor reported significant reductions in their pain levels. The other group, the group who received the same exact amount of morphine but wasn't aware of it, they didn't seem to experience the same benefit. So Dr. Benedetti and his colleagues didn't stop there. They used the same procedure to test the effectiveness of other treatments, treatments for anxiety, treatments for Parkinson's disease, treatments for hypertension. And what they found was remarkable and consistent. When the patients were aware of the treatment and expected to receive the benefit, the treatment was highly effective. But when they weren't, that same drug, that same pill, and that same procedure was blunted, and in some cases, not even effective at all. So I read about these studies when I was a student at Harvard University, and at the time I was heavily immersed into the literature on the placebo effect. And the more I read, the more I started thinking about the true nature of placebos. So what is the placebo effect really? Well, most people discount the placebo effect as just some magical response to some fake pill or some faux procedure. But that's not what the placebo effect is. The placebo effect is not about the faux pill or the sugar pill or the fake procedure. What the placebo effect really is a powerful, robust, and consistent demonstration of the ability of our mindsets, in this case, the expectation to heal, to recruit healing properties in the body. So what is a mindset? A mindset is quite literally a setting of the mind. It's a lens or a frame of mind through which we view the world. We simplify the infinite number of potential interpretations at any given moment. Now, the ability to simplify our world through our mindsets is a natural part of being human. But what I want to suggest to you today is that these mindsets are not inconsequential. And instead, they play a dramatic role in determining our health and our well-being. So while I was at Harvard, I had the opportunity to work with Professor Ellen Langer. She's a professor of psychologist, and when she heard that I was also a Division I athlete, laughed at me. She said, "You know, exercise is just a placebo, right?" Now, I was kind of offended because at the time I had been spending up to 4 hours a day training my body to be in optimal shape. But she did get me thinking about mindsets and how they might matter outside of medical walls. Was I getting fitter and stronger because of the time and the energy that I was putting into my training? Or was I getting fitter and stronger because I believed that I would? What about the other extreme? What if people were getting an extraordinary amount of exercise but weren't aware of it? Would they not receive the same benefit? We decided to test this, and to test this, we found a really unique group of women, a group of 84 hotel housekeepers working in 7 different hotels across the U.S. So these women are on their feet all day long. They're using a variety of muscles, and they're burning an extraordinary amount of calories just doing their job. But what's interesting is that these women don't seem to view their work in this light. We asked them, we said, "Do you exercise regularly?" And 2/3 said no. So we said, "Okay, well, so on a scale of 0 to 10, how much exercise do you get?" And 1/3 of them said 0. "I get no exercise at all." So we wondered, what would happen if we could change their mindset? So we took these women, we split them into 2 groups. We measured them on a variety of things, including their weight, their blood pressure, their body fat, their satisfaction with their job. And then we took half of them and we gave them a simple 15-minute presentation. We gave them this poster and we said, "You know, your work is good exercise. It satisfies the Surgeon General's requirements, which are quite simply to accumulate about 30 minutes of moderate physical activity. You should expect to receive those benefits." 15 minutes. We came back 4 weeks later and we measured them again. Not surprisingly, the group that didn't receive this information didn't change. But those that did looked different. They dropped weight. They had a significant reduction in systolic blood pressure. They dropped body fat. And they reported liking their job more. So what does this tell us? Well, to me, it was fascinating that just as a result of a simple 15-minute presentation, the whole game changed, producing a cascade of effects on both their health and their well-being, presumably without even changing behavior. Now, some of you might be thinking, well, how do you know they didn't change their behavior, right? Because that must have been what produced the effects. Well, we know they didn't work anymore. And the room attendants themselves assured us that they didn't join the sports club down the street. But of course, we can't know for sure if they weren't, you know, putting a little more oomph into their making the beds. So this question really plagued me. Is there a direct, immediate connection between our mindsets and our bodies? So to test this, I worked with my colleagues at Yale, Kelly Brownell, Will Corbin, and Peter Salovey, and we did so by making a big batch of milkshakes. So we made this big batch of milkshakes, and then we invited people to come to our lab to try the milkshakes, and in exchange, we would give them $75. Sounds great, right? Well, the less appealing aspect of the agreement was that while they were drinking the shakes, we had them hooked up to an IV so we could get their blood samples. We were out to measure ghrelin. Ghrelin is a peptide. It's secreted in the gut. The medical experts call this the hunger hormone. So when we haven't eaten in a while, our ghrelin levels start to rise, signaling to the brain it's time to seek out food and slowing our metabolism to, you know, just in case we don't find that food. Now, say we go out, we find and we devour a milkshake, a hamburger, some French fries. Our ghrelin levels drop, signaling to our brain, time to stop eating, and revving up the metabolism so we can burn the food that was just consumed. So the participants came in, we hooked them up to an IV, and then we gave them a milkshake, Sensa shake. This is 0% fat, 140 calories, zero added sugar. This is guilt-free satisfaction. So they drank this shake, and in response, their ghrelin levels dropped, but only very slightly, signaling to the brain that some food had been consumed, but not a whole lot. So a week later, they came back to our lab. We hooked them up to an IV again, and we gave them this shake. calories, 30 grams of fat, 56 grams of sugar. Now this is decadence you deserve. And in response to this shake, their ghrelin levels dropped again, but this time at a significantly steeper rate, about 3 times more than the shake they had before. Now this would make good sense to any metabolic nutritionist who understands that the drop in ghrelin is proportional to the amount of calories consumed. But there was a catch. In this study, even though the participants thought they had consumed the sensible shake and the indulgent shake, in reality, we gave them the exact same shake at both time points. So what does this tell us? Well, just as in the case when the same amount of morphine produced more or less of an effect depending on our awareness, and just as in the case when the same amount of exercise produced more or less of a benefit depending on how it was construed, here again, our mindsets proved to matter. In this case, suggesting it might not be just calories in and calories out, or the precise makeup of fats, nutrients, but what we believe, what we expect, what we think about the foods we eat that determines our body's response. So in light of this,
efiloshisho otalikula ndulako na vewa yuka. Ekwashili palekolo maruendo paiwano kupitila mo NHP. Watupa teleko mesho kwashili palekolo afika mafio pedola emiliona omlongo danamibia. Moshi yoshe tukeshe kuyanja omakwafo unamiti enashane filoshisho lopa ulumo mumbu. Kwa voveli ponje yoshilongo, shijoshi topo rwasho ijo yetu, tashiningwa inapawe banando ishoshe layash. Opo umone ya kulolo polis maule ominute disyonailela, lishangifako nhp.com.na omanga ino ya moruendo. Ponjeo shilong e mangono malandula fano o dodino kulandurwa NHP rooted in care for you. Go help.
love, your life, your peace of mind. NHP, we're about you.
Alrighty, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Are you and your authentic self sitting next to each other and thinking, Mara, this could work?
Yes. It behooves us to consider our own lives. What are our mindsets? And how might we begin to shift them, to alter them, to have them be more beneficial? So take stress, for example. What's your mindset about stress? If you're like most people, you have the mindset that stress is bad. Bad, bad, bad. Bad stress. Now, this is not surprising, considering that everywhere we look, there's warnings, labels, yelling at us, reminding us about the negative effects of stress. But the truth of stress is not so clear-cut, and in fact, there's a robust and growing body of research showing that stress can have positive effects, enhancing effects on our health, our well-being, and our performance. Now, I'm not here to try to persuade you that the effects of stress are enhancing, but rather to point out that the truth of stress is like most things in life, and that is, it's uncertain. And therefore, to raise the question, do our mindsets about stress determine our response? So to test this question, I worked with Sean Aker and Peter Salovey, and we worked with a group of 300 employees. This was after the 2008 financial collapse. And we decided, they were stressed. They had just heard that 10% of their workforce was going to be laid off, and they were overworked. So we decided to see if we could change their mindset. And we did so by having them watch simple video clips. So I'm going to show them to you here simultaneously, but half of the participants saw the one on the left, half saw the one on the right. So you get the point, yes? So here we are, in the dark. So here we are, they're watching facts, research, anecdotes, all true, but oriented towards one view or the other. And what we found was interesting. Those who watched these simple 3-minute video clips before the bell rang, before their job began, over the course of the next few weeks reported fewer negative health symptoms, fewer backaches, less muscle tension, less insomnia. And they also reported a higher level of engagement and performance at work. So at this point, I've presented four studies that demonstrate the power of mindset in medicine, in exercise, in diet, and in stress. There are many other very talented scholars tackling this phenomena as we speak. Carol Dweck's research demonstrates us that if we can shift our mindset about intelligence and talent as something that's fixed, to something that's changeable over time, it can dramatically alter our academic and professional success. Yale epidemiologist Becca Levy's research shows us that if we can change our mindsets about aging, from viewing aging as an inevitable process of deterioration, to a process of gaining wisdom, gaining growth, not only shapes the course of how we grow old, but even extends longevity. Ted Kapchuk and his group at Harvard's Program for Placebo Studies is doing cutting-edge work understanding how we can begin to harness and ethically utilize the placebo effect in clinical practice. So though the context is different, the message is the same. Our mindsets matter. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that medicine doesn't work, or that there are no benefits of exercise, or that what we eat doesn't matter. It does. But the psychological and physiological effect of anything in our lives can and is influenced by our mindset. So is the power of mindset limitless? Probably not. But what I hope I've done for you today is inspired you to reconsider where those limits really are. Because the true task ahead is to begin reclaiming this power for ourselves, to acknowledge the power of mindset, and know that just like this, in just the blink of an eye, we can change the game of any facet of our life quite simply by changing our mindset. Thank you.
By changing our mindsets, my dear, by changing our mindsets. And in this changing our mindsets, right, that's how we can learn how to not pretend to be someone else. And also just stop engaging in unnecessary drama or small talk, clarity or desires. You clearly understand what makes you happy, sad, and what you truly want to do rather than what you feel you should do. So how about we put that on a pedestal and we do better with that? How about that? And if we can maybe do that, then we can maybe figure out who we really are.
What an intriguing group of individuals you are, to a psychologist. I've had the opportunity over the last couple of days of listening in on some of your conversations and watching you interact with each other, and I think it's fair to say already that there are 47 people in this audience at this moment displaying psychological symptoms I would like to discuss today. And I thought you might like to know who you are. But instead of pointing at you, which would be gratuitous and intrusive, I thought I would tell you a few facts and stories in which you may catch a glimpse of yourself. I'm in the field of research known as personality psychology, which is part of a larger personality science, which spans the full spectrum from neurons to narratives. And what we try to do in our own way is to make sense of how each of us, each of you, is in certain respects like all other people, like some other people, and like no other person. Now, already you may be saying of yourself, I'm not intriguing. I am the 46th most boring person in the Western Hemisphere. Or you may say of yourself, I am intriguing, even if I am regarded by most people as a great thundering twit. But it is your self-diagnosed boringness and your inherent twittiness that makes me as a psychologist really fascinated by you. So let me explain why this is so. One of the most influential approaches in personality science is known as trait psychology, and it aligns you along five dimensions, which are normally distributed, that describe universally held aspects of difference between people. They spell out the acronym OCEAN. So O stands for open to experience versus those who are more closed. C stands for conscientiousness, in contrast to those with a more lackadaisical approach to life. E, extroversion, in contrast to more introverted people. A, agreeable individuals, in contrast to those decidedly not agreeable. And N, neurotic individuals, in contrast to those who are more stable. All of these dimensions have implications for our well-being, for how our life goes. And so we know that, for example, openness and conscientiousness are very good predictors of life success. But the open people achieve that success through being audacious and occasionally odd. The conscientious people achieve it through sticking to deadlines, to persevering, as well as having some passion. Extroversion and agreeableness are both conducive to working well with people. Extroverts, for example, I find intriguing. With my classes, I sometimes give them a basic fact that might be revealing with respect to their personality. I tell them that it is virtually impossible for adults to lick the outside of their own elbow. Did you know that? Already, some of you have tried to lick the outside of your own elbow. But extroverts amongst you are probably those who have not only tried, but they have successfully licked the elbow of the person sitting next to them. Those are the extroverts. Let me deal in a bit more detail with extroversion because it's consequential and it's intriguing and it helps us understand what I call our three natures. First, our biogenic nature, our neurophysiology. Second, our sociogenic or second nature, which has to do with the cultural and social aspects of our lives. And third, what makes you individually you, idiosyncratic, what I call your ideogenic nature. Let me explain. One of the things that characterizes extroverts is they need stimulation. And that stimulation can be achieved by finding things that are exciting, loud noises, parties, and social events here at TED. You see the extroverts forming a magnetic core, and they all gather together, and I've seen you. The introverts are more likely to spend time in the quiet spaces up on the second floor, where they are able to reduce stimulation and maybe misconstrued as being antisocial. But you're not necessarily antisocial. It may be that you simply realize that you do better when you have a chance to lower that level of stimulation. Sometimes it's an internal stimulant from your body. Caffeine, for example, works much better with extroverts than it does introverts. When extroverts come into the office at 9 o'clock in the morning and say, "I really need a cup of coffee," they're not kidding. They really do. Introverts do not do as well, particularly if the tasks they're engaged in, and they've had some coffee, if those tasks are speeded and if they're quantitative, introverts may give the appearance of not being particularly quantitative, but it's a misconstrual. So here are the consequences that are really quite intriguing. We're not always what we seem to be, and that takes me to my next point. I should say, before getting to this, something about sexual intercourse. Although I may not have time, and so if you would like me to, I would be, yes, you would? Okay. There are studies done on the frequency with which individuals engage in the conjugal act, as broken down by male, female, introvert, extrovert. So I ask you, how many times per minute? Oh, I'm sorry, that was a rat study. How many times per month do introverted men engage in the act? 3.0. Extroverted men, more or less? Yes, more. 5.5, almost twice as much. Introverted women, 3.1. Extroverted women, frankly, speaking as an introverted male, which I will explain later, they are heroic. 7.5, they not only handle all the male extroverts, they pick up a few introverts as well. We communicate differently, extroverts and introverts. Extroverts, when they interact, want to have lots of social encounter punctuated by closeness. They like to stand close for comfortable communication. They like to have a lot of eye contact or mutual gaze. We found in some research that they use more diminutive terms when they meet somebody. So when an extrovert meets Charles, it rapidly becomes Charlie, and then Chuck, and then Chuckles Baby. Whereas for introverts, it remains Charles until he has given a pass to be more intimate by the person he's talking to. We speak differently. Extroverts prefer black and white, concrete, simple language. Introverts prefer, and I must again tell you, that I am as extreme an introvert as you could possibly imagine. We speak differently. We prefer contextually complex, contingent, weasel word sentences, more or less, as it were, not to put too fine a point upon it, like that. When we talk, we sometimes talk past each other. I had a consulting contract I shared with a colleague who was as different from me as two people can possibly be. First, his name is Tom. Mine isn't. Secondly, he's 6'5". I have a tendency not to be. And thirdly, he's as extroverted a person as you could find. I am seriously introverted. I overload so much I can't even have a cup of coffee after 3 in the afternoon and expect to sleep in the evening. We had seconded to this project a fellow called Michael. And Michael almost brought the project to a crashing halt. So the person who seconded him asked Tom and me, "What do you make of Michael?" Well, I'll tell you what Tom said in a minute. He spoke in classic extrovertese. And here is how extroverted ears heard what I said, which is actually pretty accurate. I said, "Well, Michael does have a tendency at times of behaving in a way that some of us might see as perhaps more assertive than is normally called for." Tom rolled his eyes and he said, "Brian, that's what I said. He's an asshole." Now, as an introvert, I might gently allude to certain assholic qualities in this man's behavior, but I'm not going to lunge for the A word. The extrovert says that he walks like one, if he talks like one, I call him one, and we go past each other. Now, is this something that we should be heedful of? Of course, it's important that we know this. Is that all we are? Are we just a bunch of traits? No, we're not. Remember, you're like some other people and like no other person. How about that idiosyncratic you? As Elizabeth or as George, you may share your extroversion or your neuroticism. But are there some distinctively Elizabethan features of your behavior or Georgian of yours that makes us understand you better than just a bunch of traits, that make us love you, not just because you're a certain type of person? I'm uncomfortable putting people in pigeonholes. I don't even think pigeons belong in pigeonholes. So what is it that makes us different? It's the doings that we have in our life, the personal projects. You have a personal project right now, but nobody may know it here. It relates to your kid. You've been back 3 times to the hospital and they still don't know what's wrong. Or it could be your mom. And you've been acting out of character. These are free traits. You're very agreeable, but you act disagreeably in order to break down those barriers of administrative torpor in the hospital to get something for your mom or your child. What are these free traits? They're where we enact a script in order to advance a core project in our lives. And they are what matters. Don't ask people what type you are. Ask them, what are your core projects in your life? And we enact those free traits. I'm an introvert, but I have a core project, which is to profess. I'm a professor. And I adore my students. And I adore my field. And I can't wait to tell them about what's new, what's exciting, what I can't wait to tell them about. And so I act in an extroverted way because at 8 in the morning, the students need a little bit of humor, a little bit of engagement to keep them going in arduous days of study. But we need to be very careful when we act protractedly out of character. Sometimes we may find that we don't take care of ourselves. I find, for example, after a period of pseudo-extroverted behavior, I need to repair somewhere on my own. As Susan Cain said in her quiet book, in a chapter that featured the strange Canadian professor who was teaching at the time at Harvard, I sometimes go to the men's room to escape the slings and arrows of outrageous extroverts. I remember one particular day when I was retired to a cubicle trying to avoid overstimulation. And a real extrovert came in beside me, not right in my cubicle, but in the next cubicle over. And I could hear various evacuatory noises, which we hate, even our own. That's why we flush during as well as after. And then I heard this gravelly voice saying, "Hey, is that Dr. Little?" If anything is guaranteed to constipate an introvert for 6 months, is talking on the John. That's where I'm going now. Don't follow me. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful Dr. Little. And he's talking about you. He's talking about you recharging yourself. He's talking about you understanding that you're an extrovert, you're an introvert. He's talking about you understanding you and you understanding to what degree your personality and persona is and how much weight it carries in the rooms that you fill. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're trying to find our authentic selves, right? And we're trying to find this who we are in this moment, because it's not permanent. It's not who we're going to be for the rest of our lives, but it is a foundation of some sort. And it is a backbone of some sort for us to have an idea of who we want to be and who we are in this moment and who we have been. So how are we going to do self-discovery to finding the authentic self?
Have you ever felt like a stranger in your own life, going through the motions without truly knowing who you are? This feeling of disconnection is more common than we realize, yet within it lies the key to profound transformation. This book invites you on a journey of self-discovery, encouraging you to turn your gaze inward and explore the uncharted landscapes of your mind and heart. As you engage with the reflective techniques and empowering insights within these pages, you will unveil a deeper understanding of yourself and your potential. Reinvent You, Unveiling the Path to Self-Awareness, written and published by Awaken Vision. Chapter 1, Reflecting Within, The Mirror of Awareness. Have you ever taken a moment to truly look at yourself beyond your physical appearance? Reflecting within is the first step in unlocking the profound power of self-awareness, and it is a habit that can lead to significant improvements in your life. This practice invites you to explore your thoughts, emotions, and motivations, allowing you to understand your true self on a deeper level. In a world filled with distractions, this intentional self-reflection can guide you toward a more meaningful and fulfilling existence. Consider the story of Sarah, a woman who, for years, was caught in a cycle of routine and obligation. Her days were filled with work responsibilities and responsibilities at home, leaving little room for introspection. One day, overwhelmed by a sense of dissatisfaction, she decided to set aside just 10 minutes at the end of each day for reflection. Initially, it felt awkward, but gradually, this small act opened a door to self-discovery. She began to question her choices, examine her emotions, and understand the reasons behind her reactions. This powerful practice shifted her perspective and enlivened her sense of purpose, The importance of reflecting within lies in our ability to connect with ourselves in a genuine way. It creates space for honest conversations with your inner self, helping you navigate the complexities of life with clarity. By embracing this habit, you can identify patterns that may be holding you back or recognize values that resonate deeply with you. Reflection acts like a mirror, highlighting aspects of your life that need attention, as well as celebrating those moments of joy and growth. When you approach self-reflection with an open heart, you allow yourself the opportunity to fully engage with your internal landscape. This discovery can lead to remarkable insights that encourage personal growth. Imagine uncovering the motivations behind your reactions during challenging situations or recognizing emotional triggers that have long affected your well-being. Each time you turn the mirror of awareness towards yourself, you gain the ability to cultivate a stronger sense of identity and purpose. To incorporate this practice into your life, start by creating a personal sanctuary, a quiet space where you feel comfortable and free from distractions. Set aside a few minutes each day, perhaps in the morning before the chaos of the day begins, or at night as you reflect on the events that unfolded. Allow your mind to roam as you jot down your thoughts, feelings, and any revelations that arise during this time. Whether it's through journaling, meditation, or simply sitting in silence, give yourself permission to dive deeply into your own experience. It's natural to feel resistance at first, as self-reflection can sometimes bring discomfort or unease. However, remember that growth often stems from confronting uncomfortable truths. As you continue to engage with your inner self, this practice will become a powerful tool, empowering you to make more informed choices and nurture a life that aligns with your authentic self. Embrace the journey of self-reflection, for it is in this introspective space that you will truly begin to rediscover who you are beneath the surface. Engaging in self-reflection through the practice of looking within can profoundly transform your life, and research supports its many benefits. Studies have shown that people who regularly engage in self-reflection report higher levels of happiness, emotional intelligence, and resilience. This isn't just anecdotal. Psychological research demonstrates that understanding our internal motivations can lead to healthier coping mechanisms and improved mental health. When we take deliberate time for introspection, we create an opportunity for clarity that allows us to focus on our goals, reduce anxiety, and develop a greater sense of direction. The act of reflecting within fosters personal growth by encouraging you to confront your strengths and weaknesses alike. As you create a habit of examining your thoughts and behaviors, it becomes easier to identify areas in your life that may require change. This proactive approach can lead to constructive feedback you provide to yourself, reinforcing a growth mindset where you see challenges as opportunities for development. Such a mindset not only propels individual growth, but extends its benefits into your relationships. Improved self-awareness means you can better understand how your actions might affect others, allowing for more profound connections and healthier interactions. By examining past conflicts or misunderstandings, you become equipped to approach future situations with empathy and compassion. In the workplace, the benefits of this habit become equally apparent. Self-reflection can enhance your decision-making skills by instilling a greater sense of awareness regarding your motivations and biases. When you take the time to assess the reasoning behind your choices, you are less likely to operate on autopilot, making choices that align with your values and long-term goals. This clarity can lead to increased productivity and satisfaction with your work. Furthermore, an employee who engages in regular self-reflection often finds themselves more innovative and...
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
And open to feedback. a key trait in today's dynamic work environments. For students, the advantages of self-reflection are no less significant. By routinely reflecting on their learning processes and study habits, students can identify what methods work best for them, allowing for a tailored learning experience. Reflective practices help learners to set meaningful goals, track their progress, and celebrate their achievements, all of which cultivate a deeper respect for their educational journey. Moreover, the habit of reflecting within serves as a form of self-care, reminding you of the importance of nurturing your mental and emotional well-being. Life can often become a whirlwind of responsibilities, deadlines, and external expectations. Self-reflection acts as a necessary pause, creating a sanctuary where you can recharge and reconnect with your aspirations. By prioritizing this time for introspection, you position yourself to create a life that not only reflects your authentic self, but also nourishes your soul. Adopting the habit of reflecting within may not happen overnight, and that's perfectly okay. Start small and gradually incorporate this practice into your daily routine. The key is consistency and mindfulness. The more you engage in this process, the more adept you will become at understanding yourself and navigating life's challenges with confidence. Remember, the journey to self-awareness is an ongoing exploration, one that will continue to shape your life in beautiful and unexpected ways. Embrace the potential that lies within you and allow the mirror of awareness to guide you toward a more fulfilling tomorrow. To cultivate the habit of self-reflection, start by incorporating structured practices into your daily routine. Setting aside a specific time each day is key. You might choose to dedicate the first 5 minutes of your morning to reflect on your intentions for the day, or use the last 10 minutes before bed to explore what transpired. Create a comfortable environment where you feel at ease. A quiet corner at home or a peaceful spot in a park can set the stage for thoughtful contemplation. Building this habit requires consistency, so try setting a reminder on your phone to encourage regular engagement. One practical exercise to begin with is journaling. Each evening, write down 3 things that stood out during your day. These can include moments of joy, challenges you faced, or insights that emerged. By focusing on both positive and challenging experiences, you'll cultivate a well-rounded perspective of your daily life. You can also ask open-ended questions such as, "What made me feel fulfilled today?" or "How did I handle a difficult situation?" These questions prompt deeper exploration and encourage you to think critically about your behaviors and feelings. As you reflect on these experiences, look for patterns or recurring themes that emerge. For instance, if you recognize that certain situations repeatedly cause anxiety, it can lead to actionable changes in your approach. You could decide to communicate your feelings more openly or set boundaries to mitigate stress. By identifying these triggers, you empower yourself to make informed adjustments, allowing for greater emotional intelligence in both personal and professional environments. You might also consider exploring guided self-reflection techniques, such as meditative practices. A brief daily meditation can prompt you to focus your thoughts and connect with your inner self. Apps and online resources can provide structured guidance that enables you to ease into this comforting practice. Reflecting on your meditation afterward can provide further clarity and insight, allowing you to carry that awareness into your day. Remember, the journey of self-reflection is a process of growth, and it's essential to be gentle with yourself along the way. Every small effort counts, and there's no right or wrong way to engage in introspection. You may not immediately experience profound revelations, and that's perfectly normal. Celebrate every moment of self-dedication, whether it's simply remembering to take those few moments each day for reflection, or recognizing a valuable lesson learned from a mistake. This practice empowers you to navigate life's challenges with newfound resilience and purpose. As you progress, take note of how these moments of introspection influence your life. You might find that it enhances your relationships, improves your work performance, or deepens your appreciation for life. Each reflection is a stepping stone toward a more authentic version of yourself, and the journey itself is filled with lessons waiting to be uncovered. In the next chapter, we will delve into the idea of breaking free from autopilot and embracing conscious choices. You'll learn how to intentionally steer your life toward your desires and values, paving the way for growth and fulfillment. Remember, your path to self-awareness begins with the choice to reflect. Each step you take is a step towards your brighter future. If you found value in this exploration, consider engaging further by subscribing to the Awaken Vision channel. Share your thoughts and experiences, and let's continue this journey of personal growth together. Your voice matters, and every interaction contributes to our shared exploration of self-awareness. Chapter 2, Breaking the Autopilot. Embrace Conscious Choices. Have you ever found yourself breezing through your day on autopilot, completing tasks without really thinking about them? This phenomenon is more common than you might believe, and can leave you feeling unsatisfied and disconnected from your life. This chapter focuses on the importance of breaking out of this automatic mode and embracing conscious choices. By doing so, you can infuse your life with purpose and intention, leading to a deeper sense of fulfillment. Consider the story of Mark, a young professional who worked long hours at a corporate job. Each day felt the same as he followed a predictable routine: wake up, rush to work, attend meetings, return home exhausted, and repeat. Over time, Mark began to realize that he felt trapped in a cycle, with little excitement or energy for anything outside of work. One day, while driving home, he caught an infomercial about mindfulness practices. Intrigued, he decided to explore the concept of conscious living. This decision sparked a powerful change in his life. Breaking away from autopilot allows you to become an active participant in your own life, rather than a bystander. When you embrace conscious choices, it opens the door to new experiences and ignites creativity. Mark's journey began small. He committed to being present during each task, whether it was savoring his morning coffee or engaging in conversations with his coworkers. He discovered a newfound appreciation for these moments and gradually began to make more intentional decisions about his career, relationships, and personal interests. The importance of moving beyond autopilot lies not only in seeking fulfillment, but also in gaining clarity about who you are and what you truly desire. By consciously choosing how to spend your time, you can identify wasted moments and replace them with activities that nourish your spirit and contribute to your happiness. Instead of mindlessly scrolling through social media or binge-watching television, you might discover that you feel more invigorated after taking a walk, reading a book, or engaging in a creative hobby. Moreover, embracing conscious choices can lead to significant improvements in your relationships. When you interact with others mindfully, you foster deeper connections and understanding. Imagine sitting across from a friend and genuinely listening to their thoughts, rather than merely waiting for your turn to speak. This presence can transform your interactions and create a supportive environment for both you and those around you. Mark noticed that as he became more conscious in his choices, he developed a stronger rapport with his colleagues and an even deeper bond with his family. To start embracing conscious choices, you may want to begin by identifying the moments in your day when you tend to drift into autopilot. It could be during mundane tasks like commuting, eating, or even brushing your teeth. Once you pinpoint these moments, challenge yourself to practice mindfulness and be fully present. Focus on the sensations you're experiencing, the sounds around you, and the thoughts crossing your mind. By bringing awareness into these small pockets of time, you can begin to break free from habitual reactions and nurture a sense of intentionality in your life. Remember, making conscious choices is a journey, not a destination. It requires patience and practice, so be gentle with yourself throughout the process. This awakening can lead you toward a more fulfilling, enriched life, encouraging you to take charge of your decisions and align them with your true self. By stepping out of autopilot, you will unlock the power to create a life that resonates with your values and aspirations. Allow this awakening to propel you forward and ignite your passion for living deliberately. Embracing conscious choices is not merely a concept. It is a powerful habit, backed by research and evidence, that can lead to transformative changes in various aspects of your life. Studies indicate that individuals who practice mindfulness and intentional decision-making experience lower levels of stress, greater emotional balance, and improved overall well-being. Research has shown that being present and aware can enhance your ability to respond to challenges with clarity and resilience rather than acting impulsively. One of the most significant benefits of conscious decision-making lies in personal growth. By actively engaging with your choices, you create opportunities for self-discovery and introspection. Psychological theories, such as the process of reflective practice, highlight the importance of critically examining our experiences and decisions. This reflection leads to insights that help us understand our values and beliefs. As you become aware of your motivations and desires, you will find it easier to set meaningful goals and pursue them with passion. This self-awareness can empower you to step out of your comfort zone, embrace new experiences, and grow as an individual. In relationships, the advantages of consciously choosing how you engage with others can be profound. When you practice mindfulness, you cultivate a sense of empathy and understanding, making your interactions more meaningful. Research shows that effective communication is enhanced when individuals are fully present during conversations. By truly listening and engaging in the moment, you foster a sense of trust and connection with those around you, deepening your friendships and family bonds. This conscious attention can lead to resolving conflicts in a more constructive manner, allowing for healthier communication and mutual understanding. In the workplace, the impact of embracing conscious choices is equally significant. As you begin to choose your reactions intentionally, you may find that your productivity and creativity surge. Working mindfully helps you maintain focus and enhances your ability to prioritize tasks based on their significance rather than urgency. Studies have shown that mindful leaders create environments that promote collaboration and innovation, resulting in higher job satisfaction among team members. By being attentive to your work processes, you cultivate greater clarity and insight, leading to improved outcomes in your projects and initiatives. For students, adopting conscious decision-making can fundamentally reshape their learning experiences. By engaging mindfully with their studies, students are better equipped to retain information and grasp complex concepts. Research on cognitive loads illustrates that overloading our brain with distractions impairs learning. By blocking out distractions and embracing focused study sessions, students gain a deeper understanding of the material, allowing them to tackle challenges with confidence. This sense of self-directed learning fosters a love for knowledge and equips students with the skills they need to navigate academic and future career challenges. As you begin to embed these practices into your life, reassurance comes from knowing that change doesn't happen overnight. Instead, it is a gradual journey marked by small, conscious decisions that accumulate over time. It's essential to celebrate each progress, no matter how minor it may seem, as every step counts toward reclaiming control over your life. Embracing a mindset of conscious choice empowers you to transform your daily living into a series of meaningful experiences. By recognizing and appreciating the power within your decisions, you will cultivate a more authentic and fulfilling life. As we close this chapter, prepare for the next leg of your journey, where we will delve into unpacking emotions. Here, you will learn how to navigate your inner world, understand the emotions that shape your life, and leverage that insight for personal growth. Take this opportunity to engage with the material and remember that each fresh choice brings new potential. To begin integrating conscious choices into your daily routine, start with small, manageable actions. Consider identifying one area of your life where you tend to operate on autopilot. This could be during your morning routine, your commute, or even mealtime. Once you've pinpointed this habitual zone, set an intention to consciously engage in that activity. For example, during breakfast, instead of scrolling through your phone
or watching
television,
at my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Focus on the flavors and textures of your food. enjoy each bite, and practice gratitude for the nourishment it provides. This simple adjustment can transform a routine meal into a moment of mindfulness that sets a positive tone for your day. Another effective method is to establish intentional checkpoints throughout your day. Set reminders on your phone or place sticky notes in areas you frequent, such as your desk or bathroom mirror. These reminders can prompt you to pause and evaluate your thoughts and feelings at that moment. Ask yourself questions like, "What do I truly want right now?" Or "How can I respond to this situation in a way that aligns with my values?" Creating these moments of awareness allows you to break free from automatic responses and choose how to move forward intentionally. Additionally, you can utilize goal-setting techniques to guide your conscious decisions. Identify a few specific objectives you would like to achieve in your personal life, work, or studies. For instance, if you aim to be healthier, set a goal of using your lunch break to take a walk instead of staying at your desk. This commitment not only benefits your physical well-being, but also enhances your mental clarity. Regularly reassess these goals and adjust them as needed. The act of monitoring your progress helps reinforce your conscious choices, providing feedback on what resonates with your journey. Recognizing the benefits of conscious living builds motivation, making it easier to maintain this practice. Consider journaling your experiences and insights after you engage in conscious choices. Writing down how you feel after being present in a moment can provide profound insights into the positive impact these decisions have on your life. Reflection also serves as a reminder of your growth, showing you how these small changes compound over time. Challenges may arise, and that is completely normal. When you face setbacks, remind yourself that each day offers the opportunity to start anew, framing these challenges as stepping stones rather than barriers. This mind shift not only inspires resilience, but also helps maintain your commitment to conscious living. As you continue to cultivate this habit, take note of how it influences your life. Observe the changes in your relationships, your work dynamics, and your sense of fulfillment. Celebrate even the smallest victories along the way, recognizing that every conscious choice is a step toward a more authentic version of yourself. Remember that growth is a journey and that each effort you make counts towards an enriching life. Looking ahead, prepare yourself for the next chapter, where we will delve into unpacking emotions. This exploration will take you into the depths of your inner world, helping you understand the emotions that shape your experiences and offering tools for mastering emotional intelligence. As you continue on this path, stay connected. Consider subscribing to the Awaken Vision channel, liking the video, and sharing your personal reflections or suggestions for future development. Together, let's embark on this transformative journey towards self-awareness and personal empowerment, unlocking the potential that lies within us all. Chapter 3: Unpacking Emotions, Understanding Your Inner World. Have you ever found yourself overwhelmed by emotions, unsure of what they're trying to tell you? Emotions, much like a language, communicate important information about our inner experiences and needs. In this chapter, we will dive deep into the habit of unpacking emotions, shedding light on why this practice is crucial for personal development. Learning to understand your emotions can significantly enhance your life, leading to clearer communication, healthier relationships, and a stronger sense of self. Consider the experience of Lisa, a graphic designer who often felt anxious at work, yet couldn't pinpoint the cause. This persistent unease affected her creativity and productivity, leaving her frustrated. One day, during a particularly stressful meeting, Lisa snapped at a colleague over a trivial matter and later felt remorseful. Instead of brushing the incident aside, she decided to take a step back and reflect on her emotions. Lisa began to explore what triggered her anxiety and anger, slowly unraveling the web of feelings that persisted beneath the surface. This practice of unpacking her emotions not only clarified her experiences, but ultimately helped her regain control over her responses. Understanding emotions is important because they serve as powerful indicators of what we might be experiencing internally. Often, we may dismiss feelings such as anxiety, sadness, or frustration, believing them to be negative or unproductive. However, these emotions, when examined closely, can reveal underlying issues that need addressing. By learning to recognize and label your emotions, you become better equipped to navigate life's challenges. When you take the time to delve into your emotional landscape, it fosters self-awareness. The more you understand your emotional triggers, the better you can respond to situations mindfully rather than react impulsively. This mindfulness enhances your capacity to handle conflicts more effectively, whether with friends, family, or colleagues. Imagine being able to pause and reflect on why you feel a certain way during a heated conversation, thereby responding gracefully instead of defensively. This skill can prevent misunderstandings and promote healthier interactions. Furthermore, unpacking your emotions can lead to greater authenticity in how you present yourself. When you understand your emotions, you can express them with clarity, leading to deeper connections with those around you. Consider John, who always found it difficult to convey his feelings. After committing to unpacking his emotions, he learned to articulate his thoughts more clearly, creating stronger bonds with friends and family. By being more open about how he felt, he fostered trust and understanding in his relationships. To begin unpacking your emotions, start by setting aside time for reflection each day. Create a safe space where you can sit quietly and explore what you feel. Keep a journal to document your emotions and their triggers. Ask yourself questions like, "What am I feeling right now?" and "What might be causing this feeling?" Allow yourself to explore these emotions without judgment. Practicing self-compassion during this process is crucial. It's okay to experience a range of emotions, as they are all part of the human experience. The journey of understanding your emotions can profoundly enrich your life. As you become more attuned to your emotional world, you'll discover patterns that help guide your decisions and behaviors. This process of emotional unpacking doesn't just enhance self-awareness. It fosters personal growth and empowers you to live authentically. Embrace the intricacies of your emotions and let them be a catalyst for positive change, leading you to a deeper connection with yourself and the world around you. Understanding and unpacking your emotions is a habit that opens the door to numerous positive changes in your life, reinforced by both personal experiences and extensive research. Studies indicate that individuals who actively recognize and label their emotions often demonstrate greater emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence, the ability to understand and manage one's own emotions and those of others, is linked to improved interpersonal relationships, better decision-making, and increased resilience in the face of challenges. When you engage in the practice of unpacking emotions, you develop a clearer picture of the influences that shape your thoughts and actions. This clarity is essential for personal growth. Research shows that greater self-awareness can lead to more authentic living. When you understand your emotions, you are more likely to act in ways that align with your values. For instance, if you often feel overwhelmed when faced with criticism, acknowledging this emotion can empower you to approach feedback with a proactive mindset rather than a defensive one. By creating space for self-reflection, you learn not only about your emotional responses, but also about the motivations behind your choices. In relationships, the benefits of unpacking emotions are significant. When you can articulate your feelings and needs clearly, it paves the way for open and honest communication. Research highlights that effective communication is a foundational aspect of strong relationships. By understanding your emotions, you become more capable of expressing them to others, leading to healthier dialogues and fewer misunderstandings. A couple who discusses their feelings openly, for example, is likely to resolve conflicts more amicably than those who keep emotions bottled up, ultimately strengthening their bond. In the workplace, unpacking emotions can lead to heightened job satisfaction and improved collaboration. Studies suggest that teams with high emotional intelligence are more effective and innovative. When colleagues understand their own emotions and those of their team members, they foster an environment of empathy and trust. This increased understanding leads to better teamwork, as individuals are more likely to support each other through challenges. Additionally, knowing how to manage stress and frustration can improve performance and productivity, making you a more valued employee. For students, engaging with emotions has profound implications on academic performance and overall well-being. Research indicates that students who practice emotional awareness are better equipped to handle academic pressures and social dynamics. By learning to identify their stressors, students can implement strategies to cope with anxiety, such as deep breathing exercises or seeking help when needed. This proactive approach not only benefits academic achievement, but ensures a balanced and healthier student experience, leading to lifelong skills in emotional regulation. As you embark on the journey of unpacking your emotions, it's vital to understand that this process is not instant. It requires patience and continual practice. Be encouraged by the potential for positive change in every aspect of your life. Begin by setting small goals, such as reflecting on your emotions at the end of each day or discussing them with a trusted friend. Each effort you make brings you closer to a more profound understanding of yourself, laying the foundation for enriched experiences in relationships, work, and personal growth. This commitment to understanding your emotions is an empowering choice that enhances your capacity to respond to life's complexities. By taking the time to explore and acknowledge your feelings, you create pathways for growth, empathy, and authenticity. As we move forward, be ready to discover how your journey continues in the next chapter, where we will discuss clarifying values, a crucial step toward aligning your life with your true intentions. Embrace this opportunity to journey deeper into your inner world, and as always, feel free to share your thoughts and experiences along the way. Your insights matter, and together we can all grow and thrive. To successfully integrate the habit of unpacking your emotions into your daily routine, start by creating a structured approach that encourages self-reflection. Begin with dedicating a specific time each day for emotional exploration. This could be in the morning, to set your intentions for the day, or in the evening, to reflect on your experiences. Creating a consistent routine not only establishes the habit, but signals to your mind that this time is reserved for important self-discovery. One practical method to assist your emotional unpacking is journaling. Try maintaining a daily journal where you write about your feelings and the events that triggered them. For instance, if you felt frustrated during a particular meeting, take the time to note down your feelings, the circumstances surrounding them, and any underlying thoughts. Explore questions such as, "What specifically made me feel this way?" or "How can I respond differently next time?" Journaling acts as both an outlet and a mirror, allowing you to analyze your emotional landscape over time and recognize patterns that might emerge. In addition to journaling, consider incorporating mindfulness practices into your daily life. Mindfulness involves being present in the moment, and it can significantly improve your emotional awareness. Set aside a few minutes each day to engage in mindfulness meditation. Close your eyes, focus on your breathing, and allow yourself to feel the emotions that arise without judgment. This practice creates a space for your feelings to surface, enabling you to explore them without becoming overwhelmed. As you learn to sit with your emotions, you develop resilience and a greater capacity for emotional regulation. Another valuable exercise is to engage in emotional check-ins throughout your day. Use specific moments, such as during lunch breaks or while commuting, to ask yourself how you're feeling. You could set a reminder on your phone to prompt you to pause and assess your emotional state. This practice acts as a gentle nudge to stay connected with your feelings, helping to prevent emotions from building up throughout the day. It offers an opportunity to address any discomfort before it escalates, promoting a proactive approach to emotional well-being. The habit of unpacking your emotions can greatly enhance your ability to achieve specific goals. For example, if you're striving to cultivate deeper relationships, recognizing the emotions you experience during interactions will empower you to communicate more effectively. Instead of simply reacting to what others say or do, you'll find that understanding your feelings allows for a more thoughtful and considerate response. This conscious effort can transform how you connect with others, nurturing stronger and more meaningful bonds. As you put these practices into place, remember that the journey of understanding your emotions is one of gradual growth. It's perfectly normal to encounter challenges or feel uncertain at times. Be patient with yourself and recognize that every small step counts. Celebrate your progress, no matter how minor it seems, and acknowledge how far you've come in your emotional journey. With each day of emotional unpacking, you're building a foundation for a more fulfilling and authentic life. Looking forward to the next chapter, we will explore the process of clarifying your values. Understanding what truly matters to you will help align your emotions and actions with your core beliefs, leading to a life of intention and purpose. As we continue this journey, remember to engage with the Awaken Vision community by subscribing, liking the video, and sharing your insights. Your voice contributes to our collective growth, and together, we can navigate this path of self-discovery and empowerment. Chapter 4. Clarifying Values, Aligning Life with Intentions. Have you ever felt a sense of inner conflict, struggling to understand why certain decisions leave you feeling unsatisfied or unfulfilled? The answer may lie in the clarity of your values. Clarifying your values is the critical process of identifying what matters most to you, and this understanding can be transformative. When you align your actions with your core values, you initiate a powerful shift that can lead to a more purposeful and fulfilling life. Consider the story of Emma, a young professional who felt trapped in her corporate job. She demonstrated incredible competence and received praise for her work, but an unsettling feeling loomed. Something wasn't quite right. After attending a personal development workshop, Emma was introduced to the concept of values clarification. Intrigued, she began the journey of introspection to discover what truly resonated within her. Through this process, Emma uncovered that her passion lay in creativity and helping others. This revelation prompted her to pivot her career toward a role in graphic design for a nonprofit organization. With this newfound clarity, Emma no longer had to conform to a path that felt misaligned with her true self. Instead, she forged a career that brought her joy and fulfillment. Understanding and clarifying your values is essential because it leads to informed decision-making. When faced with choices, whether big or small, knowing your values can help you navigate complexities with confidence. For instance, if one of your core values is family, you may feel compelled to prioritize spending time with loved ones over pursuing additional work hours. When your decisions reflect your values, you cultivate a sense of connection and meaning in your life, reducing feelings of stress and indecision. Moreover, clarifying your values enhances your emotional well-being. Research suggests that individuals who live in accordance with their values experience higher life satisfaction. This alignment fosters a deeper sense of authenticity, enabling you to embrace who you truly are. When your actions mirror your beliefs, you reduce inner turmoil and increase self-esteem. For example, if you deeply value honesty but find yourself in a situation where you must compromise that value, it can lead to guilt and unease. However, by recognizing and honoring your values, you can maintain integrity, resulting in a safer emotional space. To begin the process of clarifying your values, first, carve out dedicated time for reflection. This time can be used to consider the experiences in your life that have brought you the most joy or satisfaction. Ask yourself questions such as, "What moments have made me feel most alive?" Or, "What principles do I wish to uphold in my life?" You might find it helpful to create a list of values that resonate with you. From there, prioritize them, identifying the top 3 to 5 that you hold most dear. This pivotal exercise allows you to visualize what guiding principles should shape your choices. Applying this method can lead you to practical outcomes in various aspects of your life. Suppose one of your highest values is environmental sustainability. In that case, you may choose to make environmentally conscious decisions, such as reducing waste, supporting eco-friendly products, or volunteering for local green initiatives. Similarly, if community involvement is a core value for you, actively participating in local organizations or charities can provide a sense of purpose and connection. As you embark on the journey of clarifying your values, celebrate the process itself. Understanding what matters most to you is an essential step toward living a fulfilling and intentional life. It empowers you to create a roadmap that reflects your true self, enabling personal growth and guiding you through life's challenges. The coming chapters will further expand on this journey, exploring how to integrate your clarified values into your daily actions and decisions. If you feel inspired, take a moment to reflect on your own values, and how they can shape your life moving forward. Clarifying your values is more than just an introspective exercise. It is a deeply transformative habit that can bring profound changes across various areas of your life. Research underscores that individuals who have a strong understanding of their values are more likely to experience feelings of contentment and purpose. When you live in alignment with your values, you create a sense of coherence in your life, reducing internal conflict and promoting emotional well-being. One significant benefit of this habit is its impact on personal growth. As you gain clarity about your values, you open the door to self-discovery. This journey helps you identify your passions, strengths, and weaknesses, allowing you to pursue personal development more intentionally. For instance, if creativity is one of your core values, you may decide to invest time in artistic pursuits or projects that allow expression in ways that feel authentic to you. Research shows that engaging in activities aligned with your values enhances feelings of motivation and satisfaction. When your actions resonate with your beliefs, you are more likely to pursue goals with vigor and enthusiasm, ultimately fostering a dynamic process of self-improvement. In relationships, clarifying your values enhances communication and strengthens connections with others. When you are aware of what matters most to you, it becomes easier to express your needs and boundaries in a relationship. For example, if trust ranks high among your values, you will prioritize honesty in your interactions, which builds a solid foundation for mutual respect. Research reveals that successful relationships often stem from shared values and beliefs. When both partners understand and honor each other's values, they can navigate differences more effectively, resulting in a healthy, supportive bond. In the workplace, aligning your career with your values can lead to increased job satisfaction and productivity. When you work in a role that reflects your core beliefs, the work itself becomes more meaningful and fulfilling. For example, if making a positive impact in the community is essential to you, finding a job within a nonprofit organization may resonate deeply. Studies indicate that employees who align their work with their values often experience higher levels of engagement and lower turnover rates. This alignment not only enhances personal fulfillment, but also contributes to a happier workplace culture, as individuals who feel connected to their roles are more likely to collaborate positively and support their colleagues. For students, clarifying values can shape learning experiences positively. When students understand their values, they can identify the subjects and activities that truly excite them, making their learning journey more engaging. Research on motivation suggests that students who pursue studies aligned with their passions often achieve better academic outcomes. By embracing this clarity, students can make informed decisions about their educational paths, choosing courses and extracurriculars that align with their aspirations and principles. As you begin to integrate the practice of clarifying your values into your life, it's essential to remain patient with yourself. This process does not happen overnight, but with consistent effort, you will gradually witness the relationship between your aligned values and your overall quality of life. Trust that this journey will lead to a more authentic and meaningful existence. Looking ahead, the next chapter will focus on building self-trust, where you will learn how to listen to your inner voice and cultivate confidence in your decisions. Embracing your clarified values will be instrumental in nurturing this self-trust, empowering you to navigate life's complexities with resilience and conviction. As we continue, I invite you to share your insights and thoughts along the way and to engage with our community by subscribing to the Awaken Vision channel. Your perspective could inspire others on their journey of self-discovery and growth. Together, let's explore the transformative power of clarifying your values and living a life rich in intention. To integrate the habit of clarifying your values into your daily routine, start with simple, actionable steps that encourage reflection and intentionality. Begin by setting aside time each week, perhaps a quiet Sunday afternoon, to engage in self-reflection. Use this time to revisit the values you've identified and assess how well your current lifestyle aligns with them. Consider journaling during this reflection time. Write down your thoughts, feelings, and any areas where you feel a disconnect between your actions and your values. This practice creates a candid dialogue with yourself and serves as a powerful tool for awareness. An effective exercise to deepen your understanding of your values is the Values Vision Board. Gather magazines, photos, and any materials that resonate with your core values. Spend an afternoon creating a visual representation of what those values look like in action. For instance, if health is a core value, cut out images of healthy foods or active lifestyles. Hang this vision board in your living space as a daily reminder of what you wish to prioritize. By surrounding yourself with these visual cues, you can keep your values at the forefront of your mind, reinforcing your commitment to living intentionally. As you begin to notice situations where your values are tested, perhaps during challenging work projects or interpersonal conflicts, practice responding mindfully. When faced with a decision, pause to ask yourself how it aligns with your core values. This practice not only enhances your decision-making abilities, but also strengthens your commitment to living authentically. For example, if one of your values is community, and you're tempted to prioritize work over a volunteer commitment, take a moment to evaluate what choice resonates with your principles. This conscious approach will gradually lead to a lifestyle that reflects your true self. With each small step you take, you'll likely observe positive changes in your life. For instance, as you align your choices with your values, you may experience increased satisfaction and decreased stress. Trust in this process, as every effort contributes to your growth and fulfillment. If you encounter challenges or feel overwhelmed, reframe these experiences as opportunities for learning. Reflect on what these challenges reveal about your values and consider adjustments you could make to foster greater alignment. As you practice clarifying your values, be sure to celebrate your progress, no matter how small. Acknowledge those moments where you chose your values over convenience or discomfort. Keep a record of these instances, allowing yourself to see the positive impact that living in accordance with your beliefs has on your overall well-being. This reinforcement builds momentum, inspiring you to deepen your commitment further. Looking ahead, prepare to explore building self-trust in the next chapter. This journey will enhance your ability to listen to your inner voice and develop confidence in your decisions, guided by the values you've clarified. Embrace the opportunity to cultivate inner strength and resilience as you navigate life. As we move...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Please do call in. I miss your call, but I was so engaged with finding the authentic self within myself. The number in studio is 083-288-4001. That is the number in studio. Please do holla at your girl.
Forward, consider participating in the Awaken Vision community by subscribing and sharing your reflections. Each comment can enrich our collective journey, empowering others to find their path to fulfillment. Together, let's continue to grow, learn, and inspire one another toward a life rich with intention and authenticity. Chapter 5. Building Self-Trust. Listening to your inner voice. Have you ever felt uncertain about a decision, torn between what others expect of you and what you truly desire? This internal tug of war often stems from a lack of self-trust. Building self-trust means learning to listen to and prioritize your inner voice. And this habit holds the power to transform your life in profound ways. When you trust yourself, you create a solid foundation for making choices that align with your values and aspirations, ultimately paving the way for a more authentic and fulfilling existence. Take the story of David, a talented artist who struggled for years to find his footing in a corporate job that brought him little joy. Despite his talent, he constantly second-guessed himself, often deferring to the opinions of others. It was...
Eno chapura esiku jemanguru ko janami bia no ndando tadishambura okuziyako Exodus Investment CC. Mona omara patakarongo konti ditango okuzapo dura ethiri janami bia. Udunao utano o CCTV camera taurongo ko wifi ikwa marujeno moka makwatirwa ongo dido TV. Ije da kutuna o TV mekuma negifoka wakara ikare kuma e-conditioner o remote ojo ikwa marujeno ni kwa teknika o iji. Kutarira pone na po kanda okati heari Black China Shopping Center. Omoka tutura povi no beng bendoga. Otopa tutura etimbo kehe. No masiku goma fudo. Okuza poke tatu. Yongora sigo opontano koma tango. Kareka oka jampu mpoko kure nangoe. Osho won nongeshe fao inendene gumbo joy. Tu dengera nena. Nenge utume oka tumara kaku WhatsApp. Kono mora ongo. Nerake datu imwe. Datu imwe. Ongo imwe. Datu ongo I non tano. Wotefuru okuturantula koma rungura. Exodus Investment CC. Osturayo e. Yine. Kewa moko etapo I kwa marushe no yonguju indirea ushoka ufandiza etu ushoka yanu inoa esi kujima nguru kwa otu wata ikuruo masko mirongo ndatuka apiriti onfura otunje dimburu kwa Exodus Investment CC atuvuruo okutuma irantitonga yoye oshiongo ashike ano ohatuka uria oshiongo ashike tu dengera nina.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue with our program this evening. I hope we are learning. I hope we are unwinding, and I hope that we are discovering things about ourselves that we never thought we knew.
It wasn't until he hit a breaking point, feeling unfulfilled and disconnected, that David decided to take a leap of faith. He began to pay close attention to the whispers of his inner voice, which urged him to return to his passion for art. With newfound determination, he gradually transitioned to freelance work and discovered a world of creative opportunity that had been waiting for him all along. By trusting himself, David not only reignited his passion, but also established a thriving career that brought him joy and purpose. Listening to your inner voice is crucial. It helps you make decisions that resonate with your true self, rather than simply following the expectations imposed by others. Self-trust cultivates a sense of autonomy and empowers you to take responsibility for your life. When you tune in to what you genuinely desire, you become the architect of your own destiny, rather than allowing circumstances or opinions to dictate your path. This inner alignment fosters confidence and resilience as you learn to trust your instincts and judgment. Moreover, building self-trust is intertwined with your emotional well-being. Research indicates that individuals with strong self-trust tend to experience lower levels of anxiety, higher self-esteem, and greater overall life satisfaction. When you learn to believe in yourself, you create a buffer against life's uncertainties, enabling you to face challenges with composure and strength. Imagine facing an important presentation at work, feeling the familiar waves of anxiety. However, when you trust in your abilities and preparation, that anxiety transforms into excitement, empowering you to deliver your best performance. To start building self-trust, begin by cultivating self-awareness. Dedicate time to reflect on your past decisions, both good and bad, examining how they made you feel. Keep a journal where you explore your thoughts and emotions daily. Ask yourself questions such as, "What do I truly want in this situation?" or "How did my choice align with my inner voice?" This practice of introspection will help you recognize patterns in your decision-making processes and clarify when you've placed trust in others over yourself. Another actionable step is to practice making small decisions independently. Begin with low-stakes choices: what to eat for dinner, which book to read, or how to spend your weekend. As you weigh your options, pay attention to your intuition. When you tune into your feelings and instincts, you strengthen your ability to trust yourself progressively. Over time, these small victories will reinforce the habit of self-trust, empowering you to tackle more significant decisions with confidence. As you embark on this journey of building self-trust, remember that it is a process. You will experience setbacks, and that's okay. Each day presents an opportunity to choose trust over doubt, and with consistent effort, this habit will become an integral part of your life. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small, and remind yourself that every step contributes to a more authentic and fulfilling existence. In the next chapter, we will delve into Celebrating Growth, where you will learn to embrace your achievements and recognize the importance of acknowledging your journey. This exploration will be vital in reinforcing self-trust and motivating you to continue moving forward. As always, consider engaging with the Awaken Vision community by sharing your experiences, subscribing, and contributing your insights. Together, we can support one another in becoming our most authentic selves. Building self-trust is not just an individual pursuit. It is a habit with far-reaching benefits that can positively impact various aspects of your life. Research consistently demonstrates that self-trust is closely linked to personal growth, resilience, and well-being. When you cultivate self-trust, you develop a stronger sense of identity and confidence, which can propel you toward achieving your goals. One major benefit of this habit is the enhancement of personal growth. People who trust themselves are more willing to take risks and pursue new opportunities, knowing they have the ability to adapt and learn from their experiences. A study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology found that individuals with higher levels of self-trust tend to be more open to experiences and exhibit greater resilience in the face of challenges. This resilience stems from the belief that you can navigate difficulties and learn valuable lessons along the way. By openly embracing new opportunities and challenges, you develop skills and insights that can accelerate your journey toward personal development. In relationships, self-trust plays a crucial role in fostering healthy connections with others. When you believe in yourself and your worth, you communicate more effectively and assertively with those around you. A strong sense of self-trust allows you to set boundaries and express your needs without fear or hesitation. Research shows that healthy relationships are built on mutual respect and effective communication, which are fostered by individuals who trust themselves enough to express their thoughts and feelings authentically. For instance, when you trust your instincts, you are more likely to choose partners who value and respect your needs, creating a foundation for deeper emotional intimacy. In the workplace, building self-trust can significantly impact your career trajectory. Professionals who exhibit self-confidence are more likely to take initiative, tackle challenges, and contribute innovative ideas. Research from Gallup indicates that employees who believe in their own abilities are not only more engaged, but also enhance the overall effectiveness and performance of their teams. When you trust yourself, you are also more likely to seek feedback, recognize your strengths, and address areas for improvement proactively. This dedication to self-improvement differentiates successful individuals from their peers, as they are always willing to learn and grow rather than staying within their comfort zones. Furthermore, in academic environments, self-trust can empower students to voice their ideas, ask for help, and embrace challenges with enthusiasm. Studies show that students who trust their abilities tend to have better academic outcomes because they engage more actively in their learning experiences. These students are likely to take risks in their studies, whether that means participating in discussions, pursuing challenging subjects, or asking questions without fear of judgment. This proactive approach to learning fosters deeper intellectual engagement and better retention of knowledge. As you work on building self-trust, remember that this habit can be nurtured over time. Begin with small achievements that reinforce your belief in your abilities. Acknowledge each success, however minor, as a step toward greater confidence. Maintain a positive inner dialogue, reminding yourself of your strengths and past accomplishments. These affirmations will help solidify your belief in your capabilities. As you move forward with this journey of self-trust, prepare for the next chapter, where you will explore celebrating growth. Recognizing and honoring your progress is essential in reinforcing your self-trust and motivation to continue evolving. Embrace this opportunity to reflect on how far you've come and to nurture the habits that lead to lasting personal development. Remember, every step you take toward trusting yourself is a step toward a more fulfilling life. For an even deeper connection, engage with the Awaken Vision community by sharing your thoughts and insights. Your contributions can inspire others on their journeys of self-discovery and personal empowerment. Together, we can cultivate a space for growth, trust, and authentic living. To effectively build self-trust, start by implementing practical, actionable steps into your daily routine. One of the first steps is to create a self-reflection practice that allows you to assess your feelings and decisions regularly. Set aside a few minutes each evening to reflect on your day. Ask yourself questions like, "What decisions did I make today, and how did they align with my values?" Or, "Did I listen to my inner voice when making choices?" Journaling your thoughts can reinforce this practice, providing a tangible record of your journey toward greater self-trust. Over time, this process will help you recognize patterns in your decision-making and the strengths you possess, building a solid foundation for self-confidence. Another effective method for fostering self-trust is to achieve small, manageable goals. Break larger goals into bite-sized tasks that you can accomplish each day. For example, if you're preparing for a presentation at work, instead of feeling overwhelmed by the entire project, focus on completing one section at a time. Celebrate each completed task as a victory, reinforcing your confidence in your ability to follow through. When you acknowledge and celebrate your achievements, no matter how minor, you create positive reinforcement that bolsters self-trust over time. Incorporate affirmations into your daily routine as a means to nurture self-belief. Take a few moments each morning to stand in front of the mirror and speak positive affirmations about yourself. Phrases like, "I trust my decisions," "I am capable," or "I believe in my potential," can help reprogram your mindset and cultivate a more positive self-image. This practice may feel uncomfortable at first, but with consistency, you will find it empowering. Gradually, your internal dialogue will shift, and you will find it easier to trust your instincts. Allowing yourself to fail or make mistakes is an essential aspect of building self-trust. When obstacles arise, view them as opportunities for growth rather than setbacks. If a presentation doesn't go as planned, reflect on what you could learn from the experience, instead of dwelling on feelings of disappointment or inadequacy. This resilient approach will reinforce your ability to learn from challenges, further enhancing your self-trust. This habit also applies to your relationships. Practice active listening when communicating with others, both to understand their perspectives and to reinforce your trust in your own opinions. Engaging in meaningful conversations helps you recognize your own voice. As you share your thoughts and feelings openly, you solidify your trust in your own insights and desires. Ultimately, building self-trust is a journey rather than a destination. With consistent effort and commitment to self-reflection, goal-setting, and positive affirmations, you can cultivate a deeper sense of confidence in yourself. Each small step counts, and it's important to remind yourself that progress is not always linear. Acknowledge the challenges you face as opportunities for growth and learning. As you embark on the journey of building self-trust, get ready to delve into the next chapter, celebrating growth. In this section, we will explore how recognizing and honoring your achievements is crucial to nurturing self-trust and motivation. Embracing a mindset that appreciates progress, no matter how small, empowers you to continue moving forward on your path to personal fulfillment. To stay connected and engaged with this growth process, consider subscribing to the Awaken Vision channel, liking this video, and sharing your insights or suggestions. Your voice can inspire others as we collectively explore this transformative journey toward authentic living. Together, let's celebrate the growth that comes from trusting ourselves and supporting one another along the way. Chapter 6: Celebrating Growth, Embracing Your Authentic Self. Have you ever glanced back on your journey and overlooked the progress you've made? In a world that often drives us to focus on the next goal or the next challenge, taking the time to celebrate growth can feel like a luxury we can't afford. Yet, embracing the habit of celebrating growth is essential for fostering a deeper connection to your accomplishments and nurturing a sense of self-worth. Recognizing how far you've come lays the foundation for continued personal development and encourages you to embrace your authentic self. Consider the journey of Maria, a passionate writer who spent years building her craft. After countless drafts, she finally completed her first novel. However, amidst the excitement of finishing, she quickly turned her attention to finding an agent and getting published. It wasn't until a close friend encouraged her to take a moment to reflect that Maria realized she hadn't celebrated this significant milestone. Once she paused to acknowledge her dedication and hard work, she felt a renewed sense of inspiration and motivation. This moment of celebration not only honored her achievements, but also reignited her passion for writing, pushing her to pursue her next project with vigor. Celebrating growth is vital because it reinforces the progress you have made along your journey. Often, we are so focused on the end result that we forget to appreciate the steps taken toward our goals. Research in positive psychology shows that recognizing achievements, no matter how small, increases motivation and overall happiness. When you acknowledge your efforts, you are more likely to foster a growth mindset, one that sees challenges not as barriers, but as opportunities for learning and improvement. Regularly celebrating milestones encourages you to sustain momentum, making it easier to tackle future challenges. Moreover, celebrating your growth allows for a greater appreciation of your authentic self. As you embark on your personal development journey, you are likely to face moments of doubt and insecurity. Celebrating your accomplishments helps combat these negative thoughts. Think about the last time you achieved something meaningful, even a small victory. Did you take the time to recognize how hard you worked to get there? Acknowledging your efforts empowers you to see your value and authenticity. When you appreciate who you are and what you've achieved, it becomes a natural instinct to pursue what truly resonates with your identity. Integrating the habit of celebrating growth into your life can be as simple as starting a gratitude journal. Dedicate a section of your journal specifically to tracking your achievements, both big and small. For instance, record a particularly challenging work project you completed, or how you handled a difficult situation with grace. Make it a point to revisit and reflect on these entries regularly. This exercise not only boosts your self-awareness, but also provides tangible evidence of your progress over time. Another effective method is to share your victories with family and friends. Engaging in conversations about your achievements can create a supportive network, allowing you to inspire others while simultaneously celebrating your journey. Practicing gratitude outwardly not only encourages connection, but reinforces your own sense of accomplishment. As you embark on this journey of celebrating growth, remember that it's crucial to be gentle with yourself. Understand that each step you take is valid and deserving of acknowledgement. By regularly embracing your milestones, you create a positive feedback loop that nurtures confidence and authenticity, essential elements in your path to a fulfilling life. In the next chapter, we will explore how embracing vulnerability allows you to connect more deeply with yourself and others. This journey toward authenticity will reinforce the growth you celebrate and enrich your life experiences. I encourage you to engage with the Awaken Vision community by sharing your thoughts and reflections and subscribing to further explore this transformative path together. Celebrate and embrace each step of your journey as you move toward a life that resonates with your true self. Celebrating growth is an essential habit that not only enhances your appreciation of personal achievements, but also creates a positive cycle of motivation and self-discovery. Research in positive psychology supports the notion that acknowledging accomplishments, regardless of their size, can lead to increased happiness and overall life satisfaction. The psychological effects of gratitude and recognition foster emotional resilience, empowering individuals to face challenges with renewed confidence. When you take the time to celebrate your growth, you reinforce the progress you've made and create a mental framework that celebrates your journey. This reinforcement is crucial because the brain thrives on positive reinforcement. Studies show that when individuals receive acknowledgement for their efforts, their neural pathways strengthen, making them more likely to repeat the behaviors associated with those successes. By celebrating even small wins, you cultivate habits of achievement and maintain momentum toward larger goals. In the realm of personal growth, celebrating achievements enhances self-awareness and encourages reflection. Each time you acknowledge a success, you have the opportunity to reflect on the journey it took to get there. For example, if you set a personal fitness goal and reach it, taking a moment to recognize not only the end result, but also the dedication and discipline involved in that process reinforces your commitment to your health. This reflection can also help you identify what strategies worked well, which can be invaluable for future endeavors. In relationships, celebrating your growth fosters deeper connections with others. When you share your achievements, you invite others into your journey and create a supportive environment. Research indicates that positive communication in relationships leads to greater satisfaction and intimacy. By openly discussing personal progress, you encourage others to share their own successes, thereby strengthening mutual support and understanding. Celebrating together can act as a catalyst for enhancing interpersonal bonds, fostering an environment where everyone flourishes. In the workplace, the habit of recognizing and celebrating achievements can greatly enhance team dynamics. Organizations that value employee recognition report higher levels of engagement, productivity, and employee morale. When team members celebrate both individual and collective accomplishments, it cultivates a culture of appreciation and motivates everyone to strive for excellence. For instance, after completing a successful project, taking the time to acknowledge the efforts of each team member not only enhances confidence, but also encourages collaboration and unity within the group. In academic settings, students who celebrate their achievements, such as passing an exam or completing a challenging project, tend to cultivate a positive attitude toward learning. This recognition fosters a sense of accomplishment that encourages further academic pursuits and helps in developing resilience against setbacks. Studies show that students who actively engage in celebrating their accomplishments are more likely to persist in the face of challenges, as they have learned to appreciate what they have done and the growth that accompanies it. As you begin to cultivate the habit of celebrating growth, remember that every small step counts. Create tangible ways to acknowledge your achievements, whether through journaling, sharing with others, or even treating yourself after reaching a milestone. Make it a practice to pause and reflect on your journey periodically. Recognizing your progress, no matter how minor, reaffirms your commitment to personal development. Looking ahead, prepare to explore the next chapter. Embracing vulnerability. In this section, you will learn how allowing yourself to be vulnerable can enhance connections with both yourself and others, deepening your engagement with life. As you continue down this path, consider sharing your thoughts with the Awaken Vision community. Subscribe to the channel, like the video, and feel free to comment with your experiences and suggestions. By sharing your journey, you not only inspire yourself, but also encourage others to embrace their authentic selves as they celebrate growth together.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Alrighty, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. If you have just joined us, we're talking about our authentic selves and we are reading and learning from the scholars, as today is also Wednesday. So we are in the reading corner for this Wednesday and we are doing the most.
Introduction. The journey to authenticity and balance. In the stillness of life's deeper moments, there arises a quiet calling, a subtle yet undeniable urge to seek beyond the familiar. To know oneself beyond titles and roles, to encounter the essence that lies within. This calling is not new. It echoes from the depths of timeless wisdom, urging each of us to look beyond the surface and awaken to our truest, most balanced selves. This journey, which is as personal as it is universal, invites us to shed the layers that obscure our inner truth and live in alignment with the authenticity that yearns to be expressed. In our world, we are often told that balance is something external, achieved through arranging our responsibilities, relationships, and work in a harmonious way. While these aspects are part of a balanced life, true balance, lasting, profound balance, emerges from a place deeper than circumstance. It is cultivated through a relationship with the self that is rooted in understanding, integrity, and an unwavering commitment to live authentically. This inner harmony reflects outwardly, creating a life that resonates with calm, strength, and purpose. This book invites you to embark on that inward journey of discovery, finding the core of who you are and nurturing a life that is in tune with this inner truth. Authenticity and balance are not elusive ideals, but natural states accessible to each of us. However, in our search for them, we often look outside ourselves, hoping to find satisfaction, identity, and direction in the external world. But the truth we seek does not lie in achievements, titles, or possessions. It resides within, in the part of us that remains untouched by time, the part that has witnessed the unfolding of our lives with a quiet knowingness. When we turn inward and attune ourselves to this inner essence, we find that authenticity is not something we need to create or strive for. It is the natural expression of our true self, waiting to be uncovered and lived. Each chapter in this book will guide you deeper into understanding and embodying this authentic self. Rather than presenting abstract theories, the chapters are designed to draw you into a space of introspection and personal revelation. They are a call to remember the wisdom you carry within, to find strength in stillness, clarity in self-awareness, and power in self-compassion. Inspired by timeless mystical teachings, the words here are meant to speak directly to the part of you that already knows, the part that recognizes truth when it is felt, rather than told. This is not a journey of gaining new knowledge, but of remembering and reconnecting with the wisdom that already resides within. The path to authenticity and balance is not always easy. It requires courage to look at ourselves honestly, to question long-held beliefs, and to confront parts of ourselves that we may have kept hidden. It asks us to be gentle with our imperfections, to let go of the need for external validation, and to trust in the quiet guidance of our own inner voice. But as we move along this path, we find that the rewards are far greater than the challenges. Living in alignment with our true self brings a profound sense of peace and fulfillment. It allows us to navigate life with resilience and grace, to build relationships that are rooted in truth, and to find meaning and purpose in our everyday actions. As you begin this journey, take a moment to reflect on your own understanding of balance and authenticity. What do these words mean to you? Where in your life do you feel aligned, and where do you feel disconnected from your true self? These questions are not meant to be answered hastily, for they are invitations to explore the layers of your own being, to journey inward, and to uncover the truths that lie waiting beneath the surface. Each chapter of this book will guide you further into this exploration, encouraging you to peel back the layers and see yourself with new eyes. The journey of self-discovery is one that will unfold differently for each reader. There is no single path, no formula, no right way to approach it. The wisdom shared here is not prescriptive. It is not meant to impose ideas or beliefs, but to inspire you to look within and find your own truth. You are your own guide, your own teacher, your own source of insight. This book serves merely as a companion, offering reflections, questions, and insights to help illuminate the path as you walk it. It is a gentle reminder that the answers you seek are not found in the words on these pages, but in the quiet spaces between them, in the moments of introspection and clarity that arise as you read. As you continue through these chapters, remember to approach yourself with patience and compassion. The process of self-discovery is a lifelong journey, one that requires a willingness to be vulnerable and open. Some parts of this journey may feel challenging. You may encounter beliefs or emotions that you had buried long ago. Know that this is a natural part of the process. Each challenge is an opportunity for growth, a doorway to deeper understanding. Embrace these moments, for they are the very moments that lead to transformation and inner freedom. In the chapters that follow, we will explore the layers of the self, the art of inner stillness, the practice of self-inquiry, and the strength found in vulnerability. We will delve into the power of integrity, the importance of acceptance, and the wisdom of cultivating a quiet mind. Each chapter is an invitation to go deeper, to shed the false identities that no longer serve you, and to embrace the truth of who you are. By the end of this journey, my hope is that you will have a clearer sense of your own path to authenticity and balance, a path that is uniquely yours, yet connected to the timeless wisdom of those who have walked before. Take this journey one step at a time. Approach each chapter with an open heart and an open mind. Allow the words to resonate, to inspire, and to awaken. Let this book be a mirror, reflecting back to you the truths you have always known but perhaps forgotten. As you move forward, may you find the courage to live authentically, the strength to embrace your true self, and the wisdom to cultivate a life of balance and harmony. This journey is not about becoming someone new, it is about remembering who you have always been. Before we dive into this transformative audiobook, hit like and subscribe if you're ready to learn something truly powerful. Your support helps bring more audiobooks like this to the channel. Thanks for being what lies beyond conditioned thought, offering a glimpse into the boundless nature of the self. Beneath beliefs and roles lies a more subtle layer, the emotional self. Here, we encounter patterns formed by past experiences, unspoken fears, and deeply rooted desires. Often, our emotions act as protectors, building walls that shield us from perceived threats or vulnerabilities. We may carry remnants of past pain or lingering self-doubt, held within these emotional layers, which can shape our behavior and decisions in unconscious ways. Yet, if we are willing to sit with these emotions and understand their origins, we find that they too are but layers, not the core of who we are. Each emotion, each fear, is a thread that can be unraveled, bringing us closer to the still, unchanging presence beneath. As we begin to recognize these layers of roles, beliefs, and emotions, we come to understand that the true self is not something we need to create, but something we need to uncover. The journey of self-discovery is a process of peeling back, of letting go, of allowing ourselves to see beyond the constructs we have adopted over time. This unveiling requires courage, for it often means questioning aspects of our identity that we have long accepted as truth. But as we release these layers, we find a sense of liberation, a freedom that comes from knowing ourselves not as a collection of ideas and roles, but as a presence that is constant, authentic, and whole. In every moment, we have the opportunity to observe these layers at play, to notice when we are operating from the surface self, and to ask ourselves if this expression aligns with our deeper truth. This practice of observation, of self-awareness, is the first step toward living authentically. It is an invitation to pause, to reflect, and to listen to the voice within that whispers of who we truly are. With each layer that we release, we draw closer to this inner voice, a voice that is wise, compassionate, and unbound by the limitations of the outer world. As you reflect on your own layers, consider the roles and beliefs that shape your self-perception. Are there identities that you have outgrown, beliefs that no longer serve you? What aspects of yourself feel restrictive or inauthentic? By bringing awareness to these layers, you take the first step in freeing yourself from their hold, creating space for the true self to emerge. Remember, this journey is not about abandoning the practical roles you play in the world, but about reconnecting with the part of you that transcends these roles, a self that is whole, complete, and fully aligned with your inner truth. Chapter 2. Cultivating Inner Silence, Hearing the Voice of the True Self. In a world that constantly pulls our attention outward, inner silence is a rare sanctuary. We live surrounded by noise, not just the audible clamor of life, but the mental chatter that fills our minds with thoughts, judgments, and distractions. To cultivate inner silence is to create a space where the true self can be heard, unfiltered and unshaped by external influences. This silence is not merely the absence of sound. It is the presence of an undisturbed state within, a clarity that allows for deep listening and connection to the self. Inner silence is both a state of being and a practice. It is a conscious choice to step away from the habitual noise of the mind and enter a space of stillness. In this space, we can observe our thoughts and emotions as they arise without becoming entangled in them. Imagine this silence as a clear lake, where every ripple represents a thought, a reaction, or a worry. When we allow these ripples to settle, the water becomes still, and in that stillness, we see clearly, unobscured by the movement that once disturbed its surface. Inner silence grants us this clarity, a vision unclouded by the turbulence of restless thoughts. This stillness brings us closer to the voice of the true self, a voice that is often soft and subtle, yet immensely powerful. Unlike the loud commands and judgments of the ego, the true self speaks with a gentle certainty, a quiet confidence. It does not push or demand, it simply reveals. However, to hear this voice, we must be willing to let go of the distractions we cling to, the constant need to fill every moment with thought, action, or stimulation. Inner silence invites us to listen, not just with our ears, but with the entirety of our being, to connect with a wisdom that resides within us all. Creating moments of inner silence in our daily lives is an intentional act of self-honoring. We can cultivate this silence through practices like meditation, mindful breathing, or simply spending a few minutes in quiet reflection each day. These moments are not escapes from reality, they are returns to our center, opportunities to realign with the true self. As we become more comfortable with silence, we begin to find that it is not empty, but full of presence and insight. In this silence, we come to recognize the difference between the voice of the ego, which is often reactive and fear-driven, and the voice of the true self, which offers clarity, compassion, and a sense of direction. Inner silence is a source of strength, a foundation upon which we can build resilience and clarity. In the quiet, we come to understand that much of our mental noise is unnecessary, a series of repetitive, habitual thoughts that serve only to distract us from what truly matters. With silence, we reclaim our mental space, creating a buffer against the constant demands of the world. We become grounded, no longer swayed by every passing thought or emotion. The more we cultivate this inner silence, the more we strengthen our ability to remain centered, even amid life's storms. Silence thus becomes a practice, a refuge, and a source of profound inner power. Reflecting on your own life, consider the moments when you have truly experienced silence. What did it feel like? What arose from within that space? Perhaps there were insights, gentle nudges from your inner voice that otherwise would have been drowned out by noise. As you cultivate inner silence, you open yourself to these moments of clarity, these whispers of truth that come from the deepest part of your being. This practice is not about escaping life, but about fully embracing it, with a mind that is quiet, a heart that is open, and a spirit that is free to express its true essence. Let this silence guide you. Let it reveal to you the voice of the true self that lies. Chapter 3. The Art of Self-Inquiry, Asking the Right Questions. In the journey toward knowing oneself, questions are the keys that unlock hidden doors. True self-inquiry is an exploration of the inner landscape, an act of courage and honesty that calls for patience and an open heart. To ask the right questions is to go beyond the superficial, to venture into places within ourselves that we might otherwise avoid. This is the art of self-inquiry, a powerful tool that opens pathways to our deepest truths and illuminates parts of the self we have yet to fully understand. The practice of self-inquiry begins with a willingness to look beyond the surface. Often, we accept the first answers that come to mind without questioning their origin or validity. But self-inquiry encourages us to dig deeper, to question the origins of our beliefs, our fears, and our desires. We might ask, who am I beyond my roles and labels? Or, What do I truly seek in life? These questions invite us to peel back the layers of conditioning, the societal and familial expectations that have shaped us, allowing us to reach the core of our being. In this process, each question becomes a door, leading us closer to our authentic self. Asking the right questions is more than a mere intellectual exercise. It requires emotional courage. To inquire deeply is to face the unknown within ourselves, to acknowledge parts that might be uncomfortable or unsettling. We may uncover old wounds, hidden insecurities, or beliefs that no longer serve us. But it is through facing these parts of ourselves that we experience growth. Self-inquiry brings us face to face with the aspects of the self we tend to overlook, helping us to integrate these parts into a more complete, unified understanding of who we are. Each revelation, each insight, draws us closer to the essence of our being. This journey of self-discovery through questioning is not linear. It is more like a spiral, returning to the same questions at deeper levels over time. For instance, the question, "What is my purpose?" may have different answers at various stages of life. In youth, purpose may seem tied to external achievements, while later in life, it may shift toward inner fulfillment and wisdom. The beauty of self-inquiry lies in its fluidity, its ability to evolve with us as we grow. Rather than seeking fixed answers, self-inquiry teaches us to remain open, to let the questions guide us to ever-deepening layers of understanding. It becomes less about finding definitive answers and more about experiencing the unfolding of the self. Self-inquiry is also an invitation to listen, truly listen, to ourselves. In our day-to-day lives, we are often caught up in external noise, the opinions and judgments of others, the constant flow of information. But when we engage in self-inquiry, we create a space to hear our own inner voice, unfiltered and unclouded. This voice, often gentle and quiet, offers insights that no external source can provide. Listening in this way requires presence and patience, allowing each answer to emerge in its own time. The insights gained from this deep listening are precious, offering guidance and clarity that can only come from within. Take a moment to reflect on a question that resonates deeply with you. Perhaps it is a question about your purpose, your beliefs, or the values that guide your life. Allow this question to settle within you, not seeking an immediate answer, but letting it live and breathe in your awareness. Notice what arises in the silence, in the moments when you simply allow the question to be. This is the essence of self-inquiry, an unfolding, a gradual revelation of truth. With each question, you peel back another layer, drawing closer to the heart of who you are. And as you continue this practice, you will find that the answers you seek are not outside of you but within, waiting to be discovered. Chapter 4. Releasing the False Self, Letting Go of Limiting Identities. In the journey to uncover our true essence, we must first release the layers of the false self, those limiting identities that shape and confine us. The false self is not inherently deceitful. Rather, it is a collection of beliefs, roles, and self-imposed limitations we have accumulated over time. These constructs, while often helpful for navigating social roles or meeting external expectations, do not represent the entirety of who we are. They are masks we wear, identities we assume, often out of habit or conditioning, yet they obscure the light of our true nature. To understand the nature of the false self, we must recognize its origins. From early childhood, we begin to shape our identities in response to external influences, our families, our cultures, and our environments. We learn to seek approval, to avoid conflict, to adapt to the expectations placed upon us. In this way, we begin to construct an image of ourselves that fits into the world as it appears to us. We may come to identify with certain labels or attributes, the responsible one, the successful one, the helper, or the perfectionist, believing these definitions to be fixed aspects of our character.
Yet, as we delve deeper, we may find that these technica oliriwo omkundu opashigwana kupsakadiwo paliko no hashivuro okuyamoshi para uhupiro wongeshefa oshinimo mtumba go Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition omvoma ovigaje miongo balina khamano ikondo epangero mahangano go paumwene uministeri wepangero ni ikondo yayoroka no handimwe oneta muisanwa muhoroke komtumba omtitatu watumburwa metetekero esikwa miongo balina gali sigombalina ganega apiriri mavigaje miongo balina khamano ekharoko Arembush Travel Lodge movenduka oshiparashi kundathanwa okwanja gane kuyerere kombinga uko shoki wopaungo mba ano saiba hejin kene una okuironge kidhira omashongo okomarungura no marongo kehopopeko jerongizo jomarungura na irwe inji koneka omahangano ohandimwe ni ikondo mbokata mkatuma akaliripo ya konda pantu ya tano otamukapewa ompito yomtugumwe awedho apo hasho ashikeshoka pethimbo jomtumba ogotungoka otakukakara o VIP saiba gala dina nuyere lounji wa maisha angizo no mapurapuro kwatathana nayo konraje tatu imwe onda tuyatano omgoijeali nenge ko email info@dstech.com.na nenge utarele pwepanja jao jopa ungomba ko www.dstech.com.na Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition Securing Namibia Digital Future.
Want to know?
Identities serve more to confine us than to express the fullness of our being. Letting go of these limiting identities requires courage, for we often cling to them as sources of security. The false self, with all its labels and roles, provides a sense of stability in an ever-changing world. Yet, as we examine these constructs, we begin to see that they are often built on the shifting sands of external validation. The need to conform, to belong, to be seen in a certain light, these are the foundations of the false self. But when we hold too tightly to these external validations, we lose touch with the deeper, unchanging self within us. In releasing these identities, we do not lose ourselves. Rather, we open to the vastness of our true essence, free from external definitions and expectations. This process of releasing the false self is not about renouncing all roles or abandoning all labels. Rather, it is about holding them lightly, recognizing them as transient aspects of our experience rather than permanent truths. For example, one may be a teacher, a parent, or a healer, but these roles do not define the core of one's being. They are expressions, yes, but they are not the totality of who we are. As we loosen our attachment to these identities, we create space for our true self to emerge, a self that is fluid, adaptable, and limitless. We come to understand that we are not bound by any one role or attribute, but are, instead, a dynamic and evolving expression of life itself. The liberation that comes from releasing the false self is profound. As we let go of the limiting identities that once confined us, we experience a sense of expansion, a feeling of spaciousness within. The mind becomes clear, the heart light, and we begin to see life with fresh eyes. This freedom allows us to connect more authentically with others, no longer driven by the need to maintain an image or fulfill a role. In this state of openness, we can be present with others in their entirety, for we are no longer projecting our own limitations onto them. We come to realize that, just as we are beyond the false self, so too are those around us. This recognition fosters a deeper sense of compassion and connection, as we encounter others from a place of wholeness. Take a moment to consider the identities you may be holding on to. Are there roles or labels that you feel particularly attached to? Reflect on how these identities have shaped your life, and ask yourself whether they truly serve you or if they limit your expression. As you hold this question in your heart, imagine what it would feel like to release these identities, to let them dissolve like mist in the morning sun. Visualize yourself unbound, free from labels, standing in the fullness of your being. In this space of openness, feel the lightness that comes from releasing the false self, and allow the awareness of your true self to emerge, radiant and free. Chapter 5. Embracing Vulnerability, Finding Strength in Authenticity. To embrace our true nature, we must learn to honor the delicate and powerful state of vulnerability. In a world that often celebrates resilience as strength and self-protection as wisdom, vulnerability may appear as a weakness. Yet, it is precisely in moments of vulnerability that we find our most profound sense of courage and authenticity. Vulnerability is the doorway to true strength, for it allows us to show up fully, without the shields and masks that keep others and ourselves at a distance. It is through this openness that we connect most deeply, both with others and with our own hearts. Embracing vulnerability begins with a willingness to see ourselves honestly, without judgment or fear. This is a gentle act of courage. Often, we guard our tender places, fearing that to reveal them would invite rejection or harm. Yet, it is precisely these hidden, unguarded spaces that hold the keys to our greatest growth. When we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, we invite a relationship with the parts of us that feel unworthy, insecure, or fragile. We give them permission to be seen, to exist, and in doing so, we begin the healing process. Vulnerability does not mean exposing ourselves to harm. Rather, it means softening the barriers that keep us separate, learning to hold our pain and imperfections with compassion. There is a quiet power in allowing oneself to be vulnerable. When we are open to experiencing life without rigid defenses, we find a strength that is fluid and adaptive. True strength is not about an unbreakable exterior. It is about resilience, the ability to return to a state of openness despite hardship. This strength allows us to remain present with our experiences, to embrace joy and sorrow alike without retreating behind walls of self-protection. Through vulnerability, we come to understand that we are not defined by any single experience, emotion, or wound. Instead, we are the vastness within which these experiences unfold, a space of compassion that holds all parts of ourselves. Embracing vulnerability also transforms the way we relate to others. When we connect from a place of authenticity, without the need to project a perfect image or hide our imperfections, we foster true intimacy. Others can sense when we are open, when we are willing to be seen in our full humanity. This openness invites them to do the same, creating a space where mutual healing can occur. In this sacred exchange, we recognize that vulnerability is not a weakness but a gift. It is an invitation to be fully alive, to experience the richness of human connection without fear or reservation. We learn that in showing our true selves, we empower others to embrace their own vulnerability as well. Consider for a moment what it would mean to live without the fear of being vulnerable. Imagine what it would feel like to release the need to protect your inner self, to allow others to see you as you are, unadorned and authentic. In this openness, there is a profound liberation. You no longer need to carry the weight of perfection or the burden of expectation. Instead, you are free to be as you are, imperfect, evolving, and deeply human. This state of acceptance allows for true healing, for when we stop resisting our vulnerability, we begin to integrate the parts of ourselves that have been kept hidden or suppressed. Embracing vulnerability is a journey of self-acceptance and courage. It requires us to step into the unknown, to trust that we are enough as we are, even in our most unguarded moments. Through this process, we build a foundation of inner strength that is unshakable, for it is rooted in the authenticity of our being. As you move through life, remember that vulnerability is not a sign of weakness but a testament to your strength. Each time you allow yourself to be seen, each time you hold space for your own pain and joy, you strengthen the connection to your true self. In this way, vulnerability becomes a path to resilience, authenticity, and the profound realization of who you truly are. Chapter 6. Cultivating Inner Integrity, Aligning with the True Self. To walk the path of inner integrity is to align fully with one's true self, to live in harmony with one's deepest values and beliefs. Inner integrity is the congruence between thoughts, words, and actions, a quality of authenticity that resonates through every aspect of our being. When we cultivate this alignment, we find a sense of peace and power that is unwavering, for we are no longer divided within ourselves. Inner integrity does not demand perfection but calls for honesty and consistency, guiding us toward a life that feels grounded, purposeful, and true. Living with inner integrity begins with clarity about what we hold as true and valuable. We often navigate a world that attempts to pull us in many directions, urging us to conform to ideals or expectations that may not reflect our inner truth. This dissonance can create a sense of fragmentation, as if we are playing roles that do not quite fit. When we recognize this dissonance, we can start to unravel the beliefs and actions that keep us out of alignment, allowing us to shed what is not truly ours. In this way, we become clearer about what is essential to us, choosing values and principles that resonate with our authentic nature. Once we are clear on our values, the path of inner integrity requires us to bring those values into our everyday lives, even when it is challenging. It is easy to act in alignment when circumstances are smooth, but it is in moments of difficulty or temptation that our commitment to integrity is tested. These are the moments when we may feel pulled to compromise, to speak or act in ways that do not reflect our true intentions. Yet, each time we choose to honor our values over convenience, we strengthen our inner foundation. This commitment builds a profound sense of self-trust, for we know that we can rely on ourselves to act in ways that are consistent with our core beliefs, regardless of external pressures. Inner integrity also requires us to acknowledge and learn from moments when we fall short of our ideals. There will inevitably be times when we act out of alignment, whether out of fear, habit, or the influence of external factors. In these instances, it is not helpful to respond with self-criticism or shame, for these responses only deepen the sense of division within. Instead, we can approach ourselves with compassion and curiosity, examining the choices we made and the forces that influenced them. Through this gentle self-inquiry, we can learn from our experiences and renew our commitment to live in alignment with our values, treating each moment as an opportunity for growth and refinement. Living with inner integrity also transforms our relationships with others, for we begin to interact from a place of honesty and authenticity. When we are aligned within, we no longer feel the need to present a facade or conceal parts of ourselves for the sake of approval. We are able to communicate openly and transparently, honoring both our truth and the truth of others. This clarity in communication fosters trust and respect, creating a foundation for relationships that are rooted in mutual understanding. Integrity allows us to stand firm in our own truth while remaining open to the perspectives of others, for we recognize that true connection arises from authenticity, not from conformity. Reflecting on the path of inner integrity, we come to understand that it is not an endpoint but a continuous practice, a journey of aligning ever more deeply with our true self. Each choice, each moment of self-reflection, brings us closer to this alignment, building a life that resonates with purpose and clarity. As you consider your own journey, ask yourself where there may be areas of dissonance between your values and actions. What parts of your life feel fully aligned, and where might there be an opportunity to bring greater congruence? As you cultivate inner integrity, you will find that each step brings you closer to the essence of who you are, creating a foundation of strength, trust, and peace that remains unshaken by external forces. Chapter 7. The Strength of Acceptance, Embracing the Present Self. Acceptance is a profound act of courage, a willingness to see oneself as one truly is, without judgment or resistance. In a world that often measures worth by accomplishment, appearance, or conformity, acceptance may feel elusive, even radical. Yet, it is through acceptance that we find the foundation of peace and strength, allowing us to release the burdens of self-judgment and self-doubt. Embracing oneself in the present moment, with all imperfections and unfulfilled aspirations, is an invitation to reconnect with our intrinsic worth and to cultivate a compassionate relationship with ourselves. The journey to acceptance begins with the recognition that every part of us, our thoughts, emotions, and experiences, deserves acknowledgement. Often, we compartmentalize aspects of ourselves, suppressing feelings or memories that do not align with an idealized image we hold. We may ignore our fears or insecurities, hoping they will dissolve if we simply turn away. However, what we resist within us often grows in intensity, creating an undercurrent of unease. Acceptance, then, is not passive resignation but an active choice to bring every part of ourselves into the light, allowing even the parts we have hidden or dismissed to be seen and embraced. Acceptance also invites us to release the need for perfection, a construct that only serves to distance us from our true nature. Many people carry an unspoken belief that they must become something better before they are worthy of their own kindness. But striving to fit into an idealized version of oneself only reinforces the sense of separation from one's true self. Acceptance dissolves this illusion, reminding us that worthiness is not conditional. To accept oneself as one is right now is to recognize that we are already complete, even as we continue to grow and evolve. It is an acknowledgement of both our humanity and our inherent wholeness. One of the greatest barriers to acceptance is the fear of vulnerability. To accept oneself fully is to acknowledge not only one's strengths but also one's limitations and wounds. Yet, it is precisely in these vulnerable areas that our humanity is most vividly expressed. When we can look at our imperfections with compassion rather than judgment, we build a resilient strength, a gentle power that does not waver with external circumstances. Vulnerability, when embraced, becomes a source of connection and empathy. Through it, we learn to be present with our own pain and to understand the pain of others, deepening our capacity for compassion. Acceptance also frees us from the need to seek validation from external sources, for when we accept ourselves, we no longer feel the compulsion to mold ourselves to fit others' expectations. In a world that often assigns value based on comparison, self-acceptance is an act of liberation. It allows us to stand in our own truth, confident in our worth, regardless of the opinions or judgments of others. Acceptance fosters an inner security, a sense of completeness that is not contingent upon external approval. As we deepen this acceptance, we find a steady peace that transcends the fluctuations of circumstance, a quiet assurance rooted in our own being. As you reflect on your own journey, consider the parts of yourself that may feel resistant to acceptance. Where do you feel the need for improvement before you can be kind to yourself? What aspects of yourself do you hide from others, fearing judgment or rejection? Allow yourself to view these areas with curiosity rather than criticism, inviting them into the light of awareness. Acceptance is not a single step but a continual process, a practice of embracing oneself anew in each moment. With each act of acceptance, you dismantle the barriers that separate you from your true self, finding strength in your inherent wholeness and compassion in your shared humanity. Chapter 8. The Power of Inner Stillness, Finding Wisdom in Silence. In a world filled with constant noise, movement, and stimulation, the practice of inner stillness can feel both foreign and challenging. Yet, it is within this silence that the greatest clarity and wisdom often arise. Inner stillness is not merely the absence of sound or activity. It is a profound state of being where one reconnects with the core of their own essence. In this quiet, one can hear the subtle voice of intuition, the inner guidance that emerges when the mind is no longer cluttered with incessant thoughts. To cultivate stillness is to create a space within, a sanctuary that remains untouched by the external world's turmoil. True stillness is an active experience, a choice to retreat from the mental chatter and listen with intention. This process often begins with observing the mind's natural restlessness, the way it moves from one thought to another in an endless cycle of distraction. Observing this movement without trying to control it is the first step toward stillness. As one simply watches, without reacting or attempting to force silence, the mind begins to quiet on its own, finding a rhythm that is softer, more harmonious. In this state, thoughts lose their urgency, and a deeper awareness begins to unfold. This awareness brings a profound clarity that cannot be accessed through analysis or logical reasoning alone. When the mind is still, it is open to insight, to understanding, to truths that lie beyond the surface. In silence, we connect with a wisdom that is unbound by personal experience or external knowledge. This is a wisdom rooted in intuition, in the deep knowing that often defies words. This insight may arrive in the form of an image, a feeling, or a sense of peace, guiding us toward choices and actions that align with our true self. It is as though, in silence, we hear the whisper of our own soul. Stillness also teaches us the value of presence. When we are still, we are entirely in the moment, without the need to dwell on the past or worry about the future. In this presence, we find freedom from the distractions that often pull us away from our inner clarity. The present moment, when experienced in its fullness, contains a richness that is rarely available when the mind is preoccupied with its habitual thoughts. Presence brings a sense of groundedness, a quiet power that does not waver with the shifting circumstances of life. In the stillness, we connect with a timeless space within, untouched by the movement of the world. Moreover, the practice of inner stillness fosters resilience, for it builds a foundation of calm that can withstand life's inevitable storms. In moments of stillness, we learn to meet our own emotions and experiences with acceptance, observing them without being overwhelmed. This calm becomes an inner refuge, a place we can return to whenever we feel shaken or uncertain. It is a reminder that peace does not come from escaping challenges, but from learning to meet them with an open heart and a steady mind. The more we cultivate stillness, the stronger this refuge becomes, allowing us to navigate life with grace and equanimity. As you reflect on the role of stillness in your life, consider where you might invite more quiet into your daily routine. Are there moments when you can pause, even briefly, to observe your breath, your thoughts, or the sensations within your body? Perhaps in the early morning or late evening, you can find a few minutes to sit in silence, simply observing without judgment. In these moments, you may find that a vast space opens within you, a space of clarity and peace. This stillness is a gift you give to yourself, a reminder that beneath the layers of noise and activity, there exists a wellspring of wisdom and strength, waiting to be discovered. Chapter 9. Awakening Inner Vision, Seeing with Clarity Beyond the Mind. To awaken inner vision is to see beyond the limitations of the mind, to perceive life not only as it appears but as it can be. This vision is not bound by surface appearances or confined to the world of forms. Rather, it is the ability to look deeper, to sense the unseen currents that shape our experiences and guide our paths. Inner vision reveals possibilities that the logical mind may overlook, opening us to new perspectives and inspiring us to live with purpose and clarity. In cultivating this expanded way of seeing, we invite a richer, more meaningful experience of life. Inner vision begins with expanding our perception of reality, stepping beyond the immediate and the obvious. The mind, in its habitual state, often processes information in predictable ways, filtered by past experiences, beliefs, and biases. Yet, when we allow ourselves to see without preconceived notions, we begin to access a wider, more insightful view. We recognize that each moment holds layers of meaning, each encounter an opportunity for growth. This vision is not about detaching from reality. It is about engaging with it more fully, seeing beyond the visible and recognizing the interconnectedness of all things. At the heart of inner vision lies the practice of observation, observing both the external world and our inner landscape. Observing without judgment allows us to witness the subtle interplay of thoughts, emotions, and sensations that shape our perception. As we become more attuned to these inner dynamics, we notice how they influence our reactions, how they create patterns that either support or inhibit our growth. This awareness empowers us to consciously choose our responses, to break free from limitations, and to direct our energy toward what truly matters. Observation sharpens our inner vision, revealing pathways that may have previously seemed hidden. Awakening this vision also requires embracing intuition, the inner knowing that arises from a place beyond the intellect. Intuition is often subtle, a quiet nudge or a fleeting insight, but when we learn to trust it, it becomes a powerful guide. Unlike logical reasoning, which relies on established facts and evidence, intuition draws from a wellspring of wisdom that connects us to a greater understanding. This inner knowing may not always make immediate sense, but it often leads us toward choices that align with our deeper purpose. By listening to this voice, we allow our lives to unfold with a sense of grace and alignment. Inner vision, then, is about connecting with our authentic self, that part of us that remains untouched by external influences and societal conditioning. When we see from this place, we are less concerned with the judgments or expectations of others. We move through life with a sense of purpose that is rooted in our own truth. This clarity of vision enables us to recognize what resonates with us, what brings us joy, and what serves our growth. Living from this place is an act of courage, for it often requires stepping away from familiar patterns and embracing the unknown. But in doing so, we find a sense of freedom and fulfillment that only comes from living authentically. As you reflect on the power of inner vision, consider how you might cultivate this deeper way of seeing in your own life. Take time to observe, without judgment, the thoughts and emotions that arise within you. Notice the intuitive insights that come to you, even if they seem vague or abstract. Trust in your ability to discern what feels true for you, even when it defies conventional logic. By nurturing this inner vision, you invite clarity, purpose, and a profound connection to your authentic self. This vision becomes a guiding light, illuminating your path and allowing you to move through life with a sense of wonder and confidence, knowing that you are aligned with the truth of who you are. Chapter 10. The Journey of Self-Compassion, Embracing Yourself Fully. To walk the path of self-discovery is to embark on a journey that reveals both our light and shadow. In this process, self-compassion becomes a vital companion, a soothing balm that allows us to confront even our most hidden fears and doubts without judgment. Self-compassion is not a passive acceptance of all we encounter within, but rather an active embrace of our humanity. It is the conscious choice to be gentle with ourselves, to see our struggles as part of the broader experience of being human, and to recognize that healing comes through acceptance, not denial. Self-compassion invites us to release the perfectionism that so often drives our inner narrative. Many of us carry an internal critic, a voice that demands flawless performance and condemns every perceived misstep. This voice may be deeply ingrained, a blend of societal expectations and personal insecurities, but it is not the truth of who we are. In moments of self-compassion, we silence this critic and replace it with a voice of understanding. We learn to approach our imperfections with kindness, viewing them as opportunities for growth rather than failures. Each flaw, each mistake becomes a lesson, an essential part of our evolution. At the heart of self-compassion lies forgiveness, an ability to release past judgments and regrets that weigh upon the spirit. Forgiving oneself is often more challenging than forgiving others. We tend to hold ourselves to a higher standard, expecting nothing less than perfection. But true healing begins when we recognize that forgiveness is not about erasing mistakes but about seeing them with a fresh perspective. It is about understanding that we are all evolving, learning, and growing. When we forgive ourselves, we free ourselves from the shackles of the past, allowing our spirit to move forward unburdened, open to new experiences and insights. Embracing self-compassion also involves honoring our emotions, whatever form they may take. Many of us have been conditioned to hide certain feelings, to view sadness, anger, or fear as weaknesses to be overcome. Yet each emotion, when accepted, becomes a doorway to understanding. By sitting with our feelings without the need to fix or change them, we learn to navigate the depths of our inner world with patience and grace. We come to realize that emotions are not obstacles but messengers, revealing where healing is needed and where love has yet to reach. Through self-compassion, we embrace these messages, allowing them to guide us toward wholeness. In practicing self-compassion, we cultivate a profound connection with ourselves, fostering a sense of safety and trust within. This inner bond becomes a source of resilience, a foundation upon which we build our confidence and strength. When we treat ourselves with compassion, we reinforce the belief that we are deserving of kindness, not only from others but from ourselves. This shift in perspective brings a lasting sense of peace, an acceptance that transcends external validation. We no longer seek approval to feel worthy. Instead, we find worthiness within, knowing that we are whole, even in our incompleteness. As you reflect on self-compassion, consider how you can bring this gentle approach into your life. Notice the times when your inner critic arises, and ask yourself if there is a kinder response. Forgive yourself for the moments you view as missteps, and recognize them as parts of your journey. Allow yourself to feel, without judgment, and honor the wisdom that each emotion brings. By embracing yourself fully, you unlock a wellspring of strength, one that empowers you to live with authenticity, courage, and peace. Self-compassion is not an end but a practice, a continuous journey of honoring the self and embracing all that you are. Chapter 11. The Practice of Gratitude, Finding Peace in Every Moment. Gratitude is more than a fleeting feeling. It is a profound state of being, a lens through which we view and experience the world. When embraced fully, gratitude brings us into harmony with life itself, grounding us in the present and opening our hearts to the quiet beauty that surrounds us. Practicing gratitude doesn't mean ignoring life's hardships or pretending challenges don't exist. Instead, it involves cultivating a balanced perspective, one that honors both the highs and lows, acknowledging each moment as part of a greater journey. In a world where we are often encouraged to chase what's next, gratitude offers a chance to pause and appreciate what is here now. It reminds us that the peace we seek is already present within us, waiting to be recognized. Each breath, each interaction, each small kindness encountered in our daily lives can become an anchor to this peace. By recognizing and cherishing these seemingly ordinary moments, we cultivate a sense of contentment that does not rely on external circumstances. We learn that happiness is not something to be pursued but something to be discovered within our present reality. Gratitude also serves as a powerful antidote to the mind's habitual tendencies toward lack and comparison. The mind, left unchecked, often wanders to what is missing or inadequate. It compares our journey to others' paths, diminishing our unique experiences. In moments of gratitude, however, the mind quiets, becoming still and receptive.
So gratitude, the attitude of gratitude is all we need, ladies and gentlemen. So from me, the matriarch, I bid you guys farewell. I'll see you guys again tomorrow, same time, same place. Nashi check.